Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling all grudge racers. Tony Primetime Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexel. And you know we gotta have a bad cow 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Having a little bit of technical difficulties there. Welcome everybody to the jungle Saturday night on a still warm and cloudy Southern California day and cooler evening. Gotta love that song, man. I swear to God I do. Got a lot of things to get to tonight. Topic for tonight's gonna be why I scare everybody scared to come out to Cali. Some race us. But we'll get to that topic in a second. Boom's race is going on in Louisiana right now, and I'm sure we're going to get some updates from down there on who's getting whooped and who's going home with a pocket of money. And a couple things I want to get to going out here in Cali that I'm going to get started on. But before I do, I got to bring in my boys from Motor City. Cam, you there?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Not
Let's
much.
Get down with it.
How about my other brother Tyson? You right there, baby?
Brother, open my damn mic, goddamn.
Dude, you guys are killing me, man. I might even ask. I've been watching.
You see that real crowd punching?
Yeah, I got you. Shit. You need to quit that shit. You start, you know what, man? You're starting to get bad as me as with texting them goddamn bitches. You know that. Hey, listen. I gotta start to show off on the right foot. And this is what I want to get to right now. So I get this phone call from this knucklehead. Now, you know me. I don't like to put out names on the show because, you know, they're not on. But this dude's name is Rami. And Rami, I swear to God, he's like that stepchild that you love, but you like to beat up on all the time, too. And this guy, for the last 7 years, been busting my balls. How bad he's gonna whoop my ass. He's gone through four cars already, four Mustangs, and I think he's got a pile of them. I think they're just all cluttered up in his house on how bad he's going to kick my ass. And today was no better than any other day. He gets a new car, new Mustang. I think it's in 2012 or 2013. Who gives a fuck? It's a Ford. So it gets this car. And does a little thing to it and gets the car running. And now all of a sudden I have to worry about his car. I just want to say this on air for the record because I know he's listening, unless his wife won't let him listen. I wasn't afraid of your twin turbo Mustang. I wasn't afraid of your girlfriend's Mustang. I wasn't afraid of any of your friends' Mustang. In fact, I think I took money from one of them. And finally, you get a car, and I ain't afraid of your car either. We can do it tonight, tomorrow morning, or whenever you feel your car with your power windows and air conditioning and all that shit is ready. I really don't give a shit what it is or what you got, or I'm not impressed on how much it weighs, or that you bought it brand new. I don't care. You can drive it to the track. All that shit don't mean nothing to me. Line up next to me, and I'm going to run your ass down the track. I'm going to drag that forward. I'll leave a long enough chain so I don't hurt you, but you'll understand what speed is like once that chain gets tight. Don't be afraid to call in. Tell a wife, hey, listen, I got to call in. I got to show tail. I got ball. Everybody here in Pedro knows you don't. But I know you got to stay safe. So call in, hit the one button, jump to the front of the line, and let me hear what kind of bullshit you got going on, because your car ain't shit, and neither are you. There, now I jumped on the gauntlet down. And he won't be able to call.
And what sums it up, tell him to get his ass down. Down on his ass you going.
Oh, dude, so hard. I'm going to have to call Willie Dog and see if he got the long tip, too, for him. Because we're going to go deep.
And no, he's gonna need the pad, the cool pad. It's gonna have to soothe his ass. That's what he's gonna need. He ain't gonna be able to sit down or nothing. He's gonna have to get him a pad.
My foot's gonna go so deep up his ass when he coughs my shoelaces. My flip flops gonna spit out.
Man, y'all know y'all ain't right. Y'all just gonna drag the man in the ground.
For 7 years, man. For 7 years, I've had a listen. Yeah.
He's been fucking with Tayo for 7 years, so hell. He can get on the show.
Hell. And, yeah, I want to make a show, but the man kind of retarded. What kind of car you say he got again?
He's got a Ford Mustang. I think it's a 2013 or 2012.
He took all the Mustangs he had from 65 to 93, bought them up, and made them a new car. That's what he did.
Yeah,
he bought all the ones he had up into a big ball and made him a new car.
And it still ain't. You know what? And I think some of the stuff he had was kind of quick, but he should have let his boy Jason drive the car, especially the stick shift cars, because he probably could have made some money.
Wow!
But no, he couldn't do that, man. He had to take. I gotta tell you this funny story. Please listen to this. So, I buy the car from him. He has a Mustang. He had a notchback I bought from him. and I was going to give it to my son. It was, you know, had the exhaust on it and Canon air filter, shift kit, automatic. It was a good little car. I really liked the car.
Right.
So the car has 273s in it, and so he decides in his girlfriend's car he's going to give me two in the move in a little eighth-mile track. Well, we could do the math, guys. He comes around me at the end of the thing, and he wins. Big deal. So what do I do? I nonchalantly put some drag springs on this car, put 410s in the car, put upper and lower control arms in the car, keeping us all under the hood, just not, and I sucker him into another race. I just told him, give me the same race, man. I said, he's like, oh, what did you do? I'm like, look at the car, dude. It's your old car. Now you're scared of your own car. This is the car I bought from you. Here, look, open the hood. I don't even know what you did to it.
Right.
Kept the car on street tires, no radios, no drag radios, no nothing on street tires, and I handed that motherfucker his ass. And I told him, I beat you with your own car. Don't make me go home and get my car. And then you figured he'd stop racing by then and just quit picking on somebody, you know, 1,000 times better than him. But no, I think he went and borrowed somebody else's car and couldn't do nothing. And now he's got this car with a bottle on it. And probably the fastest he's ever gone in his life.
So he made it to me, this is the fastest he done been in the history of drag races?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm thinking about just like if we do this race, I'm thinking about maybe having him start from like a top of a hill and get a good running start. When he gets next to me, I'll go. But then I would really feel bad after I whooped his ass that way too.
Why would you treat a man like that?
Well, you know, he deserves to be treated like this.
They'll laugh at him.
Their slowest car is just still 10 times too fast for him. And that's the car on the radial tire. I think it just might be a Ford thing. You know, you always get the, I'm on stock suspension.
Right.
You know, you got a four-link car. I don't care if it's stock suspension or not. You got a four-link car.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh! Man, I'm sitting here. Did you guys believe the fastest leaf spring car resides in California?
Well, what have I been telling you?
Man, it's right here in the book. The fastest leaf spring car resides in California. The guy named Al Jindinzi, 70 Camaro. Whoa, that'd be a nice race for Moneymaker, wouldn't it, guys?
No, Moneymaker ain't gonna come out.
Moneymaker, he got a whole box of preparation aids. Goddamn Big Low done tore his ass up.
No shit.
Man, what Big Low tore Moneymaker ass up, head up.
Wait,
he was on 28th, Moneymaker, head up. He was on 28th, and Moneymaker was on 29th. And Big Low gapped him.
Get the hell out of here.
Big Low gapped him and won the shootout.
Today
or last week?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
God damn. So Tony got a little preparation mention screwed up that ass, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this goes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago, guys. It's the same bullshit. The 28th, the 29th, I can only race you if I'm on 28th, so I only want to race another car on 28th. To me, when you start getting like that, it's class racing. That just shows you a 28 can run with a 29. So some people need to take the skirts off and put on the big boy pants and come out and handle business. That's all.
That's
but you know that's just the guys. You know, I mean, you know the guys who are trying to engage and have fun, you know, I consider them as an average Joe. You know, they don't get into that 28-29 BS. They want to get into, let's get down. If I think I can beat you, how can we work this race out? You know what I'm saying? They're not asking anybody taking off their cars.
And the same thing, and the same thing about CPR. CPR don't care. They got a car for almost everything that you want to race. They'll just bring them all out. If you show up with a 9mm, they'll pull a 9mm off the trailer. You know, you
right,
show
right.
up, you know, for
all
a 22,
about,
they got a 22.
It's all about
they got a BB gun.
They got cars for all that, man. They got everything they can that you want to accommodate. They can accommodate you with. They're like an ice cream store. All you got to do is tell them what flavor you want, and they'll bring it to you.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about racing.
Yep, and up north
we race one way, and down south they race another way.
And here's the thing, because we're talking with these guys, and you guys got to help me get this point across, because I'll tell you, it's a struggle for me, but I don't blame these guys. You know, how are we going to get these guys to want to come out back east or go up north or even down south when nobody wants to come here?
Right, right.
It's like, why are we doing all the driving?
Right, right. And I understand.
The guys are saying they're going to come out. They wanted to know when you guys are going to get a spot to do that. You know what I'm saying?
What, dude? If someone's going to come out, we're going to find a spot.
Right.
We're going to find a spot. See, you don't have to have a major event for them to come out. Now, do we want to have a grudge race? Hell yeah, we do. We want to have a grudge ink race.
Right.
You know, there's no bones about that. Of course we do. But if someone wants to come out before then,
mm-hmm.
and test the water, or don't feel that, you know, we're fast enough or you know, hey.
Well, you know what I think, Tayo, is like pretty much sure I know, you know, and a lot of guys in the game know that I believe they working their way around, you know what I mean, to come to Cali, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I believe eventually, you know what I mean, you know, because the word is spreading. Everybody know about the show, you know, been a, you know, track making, you know, they know your face, they know you. So when the time that, you know, that time when it come that you is going to throw a race, you know, wherever, you know, day it may be, whatever year it may be, you know what I mean? I believe it'd be a good turnout, you know what I mean? I believe it'd be a good turnout, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
something they never did, you know what I mean? They, you know, I've been to Florida, as far as Florida, Texas, you know, Louisiana, places like that.
Right.
So I think it'd be a different move for them to go, taking a, you know, to Cali and just to see what the atmosphere is out there, you know what I mean? So I believe when it come around and when you do set up a race, I believe it'll be a good, successful, you know, nice turnout, you know?
Yeah,
especially
I do
with
too.
The guys from Cali, you know what I'm saying? Especially with your hometown, you know what I mean? So
I do too. I think it'll be good. I think we get the people out there. And what I'm trying to say is, you know, in the meantime, till we get something out here, they have these races. Tommy Dog's got that race coming next month,
right?
You know, in Texas, in Houston. So, you know, and then after that, June? June is Tony's race. July is
Tony's
Tony
race.
You know,
well, where's
Tony
Tony's race at? Where's Tony's race at?
No, Little
Martin.
Tony. I'm sorry. I meant Little Tony. Yeah, he's
going
to be Martin.
Okay. Martin. Him and Slouch. That's him and Slouch's race.
Then you look at it. Hell, California is like their hometown with drag racing. It was the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we try to
so
get the stuff up.
Let's think a lot of history you got going around you, too. So if you when you do promote a show, hell, your people going to override the people that's out of town.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know we'll get people from out here coming. There's no doubt in my mind we won't get people from out here coming. But hey, let me go to the phone line real quick. We got one of our local boys out here calling in. Let me see. Rob, you there, Rob?
Yes, I is.
What's up, brother?
I just realized it was at Golden Hour.
Yeah.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah.
Frank, Rob, Rob.
What's going on?
That Golden Hour. You weren't listening at the beginning? You missed my tirade? You weren't listening?
No, I missed everything. I've been on the phone. So I just got on just now. I didn't hear nothing.
Let me recap you real quick.
Yeah, recap me real quick.
Hold on. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Since you out there, you the VP man of this race. You are the VP man of this race. So make sure Taylor gets the steps right.
here's the tip. There's only one step. Bring your fucking car. That's it. Just bring your car. That's the only thing I want there is his car.
Give me what's going on.
Well, you know, Robbie's got a new car now. He's got a 2012 or 2013 Ford Mustang. And I guess he broke the sound barrier and got the thing in the 11, so now he thinks he's got the fastest car in Southern California. So
who got that?
Rami.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to have no numbers on the show now, remember that.
Yeah, okay, that's not really a number. That's more like of a calendar date or something like that. Like,
it's considered a calendar date, but we know you can fuck him up, right? But it may be someone else out there who may want to fuck him up.
You know what? He won't race nobody else because he can't get a pink slip out from his wife to come out and race. That's why he's got to get the kind of car he's got so he can just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to the store.
Are you saying, Mr. Russo and Rob, I need to use you as my attorney. Are you saying that she wears the drawers and he wears the panties?
You said it just right.
She's handpicked.
I was there with Taylor Racing.
Hey, look, now this is my other question. Tyson, you're on the phone, right? Hey, Tyson. Now you are the prosecuting attorney on this deal.
Now listen, I'm gonna give you a scenario of a phone call of a race. Now my boy Ryan has got a diesel truck that's been wanting to race Rami. So we're up at the little street we race. We call it the Field of Dreams, a little secluded place. Here's the phone conversation. Hey Rami, what are you doing? Ryan's up here in the field. He's got his truck up here. Wants to know if you want to do something.
Listen, I'm with my girlfriend right now. Let me call you right back.
Dude, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I'll call you right back. Okay.
All right. We're up here. So hey, you want to come by? We're up here. So at 12 o'clock, there's no show. Yeah, we know. He can go ahead and say and talk all the crap he wants, but everybody here in town, that's probably why he's not going to call on the show, because I'm going to bury his ass.
It won't be the first time. You remember all that stuff he was talking that one day? He was talking about he wanted to race you so bad. We went up there. He was ready to go home after that.
Oh yeah.
So he's a. Where's Joe says he's a play pretty.
Yeah.
That's Mississippi Joe calling play pretties.
I'm just glad he finally got this car to automatic, because two can't ship a stick shift car to save his ass.
Yeah, I remember that.
But his boy, now wait a minute, but his boy Jason would drive the shit out of a 4-speed car. So every time we go race, like we always say, well, who's driving? Is Jason driving? No, I'm driving. We put our money right back in our pocket. Sorry.
So he needs to hire a gun and drive his somewhat not as quick, not quick as a car you say it is?
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, man, I could sleep at the light and still run his ass down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard they got a race in Verona on the 23rd.
The grudge race?
Well, they call it a grudge race. I've personally never been to that track, but they race a lot of races down there.
Hey, so listen. Wow. Hey, listen. I just texted them right now to call in. So let's see how long it takes, okay? It's what? It's 25 after, well, 10 your time.
That will be next week.
Right about now, he's going to his wife and saying, "Honey, can I call him? Well, you're not going to race your car." No, baby, I'm not going to race my car. I just want to call and see what's up, what he's doing. If she's not around, he'll talk like a madman. But if she's there, he's like, "Hey, well, listen, I'm just saying, I just want to race you and this." He ain't going to race shit, dude.
Hey, where was CPR at tonight? They said they're going to call in this week. Where's Martin at?
I don't know. They might be listening in.
They need to get their ass on the phone. I think they just want people to come to their backyard. CPR, they just want people to come to their backyard.
No, the thing is, hey, listen, these guys will go wherever you want to go. But they just want a guarantee. They want a guarantee. Let's just say if they come out there and these guys, yeah, we'll come out in California, come out here first, come out there, get their ass kicked.
Where's Chad at tonight?
I don't know where these people are at, Kip.
You didn't tell me it's California. We got more than one thing to do.
Exactly.
The weather.
I'm talking about the weather now.
That's right. We got so many things to do with this. Was today not a beautiful day?
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Play with yourself.
Not talk about no weather. I'm a mutual mic.
We need a track out here, man. We need a track opened up.
I don't need no track. All you gotta do is find a track who wanna go on with your program. It's gonna work out. We got all around today. Do you know how many tracks we used to have in Michigan? We only got two left.
Yeah, but the thing is, when tracks are sanctioned by NHRA,
I found out. I talked to Jay Barnes for about an hour and a half about that. That's got nothing. It's got nothing to do with it. We just Jay Barnes told me how we got to go about it. What we're gonna do, Chad and I, we're gonna talk to Verona and see if we accommodate an 8 mile track to run at. And I still like to do an event. I still like to do an event at
Irwindale.
Yeah. No, not Irwindale, Fontana. No, I'm laughing because my buddy Frank Mucherad, he's listening on the internet. He just texts me. He says he wears a pants. She just picks them out for him.
Time to call in so we can stall on his ass.
Thank you. Call in, man. Call in. Hit that number and call in. And then hit the one button, baby. I got to get you on. Now, Frank and I, man, I've known this guy since he was in high school. He's like my little brother, but he's about 3 feet taller than me. Don't even say it, Tyson. Don't even go there. I shouldn't even have said that.
He's 3 foot taller than you. Wow.
Tyson,
wow.
I can smell the wood burning all the way out here in California, dude. Don't even think of it. Don't even say it.
3 foot taller than you. 3 foot. Let me see. Rob,
that doesn't give you the green light. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure it. 3 foot taller, 3 inches taller, 3 foot taller. Wow.
Hey, Rob. Keep on going, hey. Rob. No, what'd you say again?
Hey, there's no need for this nonsense. Anyway, let's get back to picking on Rami. Let's get back to picking on Rami because he won't. He's too scared to call in. Wait a second.
He handpicked. He can't call in.
He handpicked?
He got to guard the chicken coop. He handpicked.
Hey, Tyson, you ain't saying the man is handpicked, man. Come on.
He got to
guard the chicken coop.
Hey, guys, hold on one second. Uh-oh, my computer. I don't know if my computer is this boy. Hey, Mooch, you there?
Yeah, what's up, Dale?
There he is. I got your text, man.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that. Hey, tell your buddy Rob or whatever the hell his name is. Why don't you just have this old lady drive the car? Seems like she's got the nuts in the relationship anyway.
No, not Rob. His name is not Rob. His name is Rami.
Oh, Rami.
Yeah, definitely Rob. You're talking to the wrong one right there, partner.
Yeah, sorry, my man. Hey, tell Hot B to let his old lady drive the car.
Hey, Rob, we was not trying to insult you in any way. All right?
No, not whatsoever. Dale, I'm not 3 feet taller than you. I'm about 2.5 feet taller than you. By the way, are you sitting up when you're talking on the microphone, or are you sitting on the second dictionary?
Here we go to the joke. Okay, let's go to our next caller now, okay?
Nah, we
love
like
you,
this guy.
I'm enjoying the show, you guys. You guys are good. Keep up the good work, huh?
Man, all stay right. on there with us. Just stay on with us and have a good time. We're trying to get CPR on there. We want to see what CPR talking about tonight. Since they didn't have a
good night.
See, this the problem is, who's going to drive Toyota?
What's that?
Can't nobody drive Toyota car but Dale.
That's right. Unless I got my seat moved so far up, ain't nobody going to fit in it.
That's what I'm sitting in the trunk.
They still make booster seats that small. All right, now, hey. Let's go to the phone lines now, okay? 773-8424. Your mic is live. Who we got? Man, the boy's working slow tonight.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. It's still trying to let him in.
Probably Big Daddy. I don't think it's here.
Nah, you know what? It's just loading right now, man. I don't know what's up.
You should get a Mac.
Yeah, just like me.
Oh, wow.
No, it's just freewheeling on me, man. Let me see if I can go to another line. Oh wait, let me see.
I never wrong with that computer. You're trying to stop my man from calling in. So he's calling in, you ain't asking to open his microphone.
There we go. Now I got him now. 773-8424. Hello?
Your mic is live, who we got?
8424, hello. You there? Okay, well, we're going to go back off. We'll go back on hold. And then if you just hit the one button a couple times and it'll flash up for me. Let's go to 708-1764. Your mic is live. Hello? 708-1764. Hello?
You got on mute, we'll keep a mic.
Yeah, I can't do that background noise, man. Who's rattling paper? You haven't eaten potato chips again?
Hey.
Let me see.
Tell them and me meet your mic.
Hey, don't they got a race in Alabama right now?
No, they're in Louisiana this weekend, Rob.
Oh, because somebody told me that they're racing in Alabama right now.
I don't know who's in Alabama. Everybody is down in Louisiana.
No.
Will, you there, Will?
Yeah. What's happening, fellas? How's it going, Kevin?
What's going on, baby?
What's up, big man?
We're doing good.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Not too much, bro. Man. Just listening in.
listening in. Looks like y'all got a nice little conversation going here. That's all.
No, man, we need you in this one.
Yeah. What's been going on? What's happening?
Oh, man, they're talking about this guy won a race, and shit, there's no way you make the calls. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I might have scared him off even more. Now he don't want to call in because he's like, oh, man, they're going to pick on me now.
See, this is the topic going on. I'm going to tell you the real truth. The topic was going on. The topic was going on. Somebody called Tayo out for the 013 Mustang and told him he better not bring it out the garage. So Tayo built another garage where there's no opening for the car to come out.
Oh, no.
He built four knots around the car. There ain't even no opening where the car can come out.
My car's ready to go, baby.
That's the real deal was going on.
We locked and loaded.
He pulled up with his AC on, playing Welcome to the Jungle, and told Tayo he better not move. He went and built a whole new garage overnight.
I'll be waiting for this guy. I might even go drive by his house with my car. Yeah, I can drive my car too. Hey, let me try opening up the mic again. Hold on. 708-1764. Hello.
What's up, fellas? I'm messing with this dog on phone. I'm sorry. What's up, fellas? What's up, Tayo? What's up, Kimbo?
What's up, bro? What's going on, baby? What's going on, man?
I can't call it, man. Just sitting here chilling and it's cold.
Man, you know what? It sounds like you're feeling better, man. Did you sneak out here and get some California weather or what?
Man, there you go with that, man. Why you always got to talk about your weather?
I'm
you know you're supposed to tell him, fuck you.
Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm running the boards. I'm going to mute his mic.
Yeah, mute his mic, man. Mute his mic, man. That's it.
He's talking what we want to hear right now.
Yeah, in a couple of months he'll be then take him off of mute.
Yeah.
We got a gag order.
Hey, listen. I think our boy's gonna call in, man. You guys gotta listen to this, man. You gotta listen to all this bullshit come spewing out of his mouth. What? You're gonna hear the fear in his voice.
Well, no, lady, hold on now. His old lady told him he couldn't race. So, let's give a man a little bit of respect, but fuck him.
The only thing I'm going to give him is an ass whooping.
The old lady said no.
Said no, huh?
Nah, nutter.
Unbelievable.
You don't want him spending that grocery money. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Hell, we all got bills and grocery money, you know, but don't call a man out when a 13 against
the man is henpecked, man. He guarding that chicken coop, and he can't leave until she says so.
Or she goes to the store.
Hey, folks, I got an auction we can do tonight. Let's think about this. How about if we come up with some money tonight to send this guy's wife to Vegas for the weekend and then him and Tayo can go do what they got to go do?
Oh, he
still ain't
going to
come.
He ain't
going to
come.
Because he's going to go with
her. Are you kidding me? Hey, listen.
He's going to go with her, so he still ain't going to go.
This has been going on for 7 years. For 7 years.
And if they ain't raised by... Tayo already done knocked him off, and he been threatening Tayo for 7 years, so that means the man is scared. Fuck, chicken.
Hey, listen, when I had my vet, they had some guy in town that had a Mustang. They didn't want to race me with their cars, they went and got somebody to come race me, and I took his money. After that,
what?
They had the, I just got fucked by a dog look on their face because they didn't know what to do now. I just beat their boy, their fast guy. They didn't know who to go get.
So, Rob, you still there?
I sure am.
Rob, let me ask you a question. Now, you know you're my boy, right? Now, we need some second eyes in California, okay? Just one question that we know Tail Bad Man. Now, did that guy really scare Tail that bad? Why did you keep fucking with him then?
He's
scared of Tail, man.
You know what the funny part is, that he'll go by Tail's house and ask him to a race, and then when Tail come over there, he start panicking.
So you know what that means? You know how that new song where my man got gold all in my chain? You need to switch that with him. Chicken.
And you know the thing is that he likes to pull the what you call it, my car.
What,
stock.
To
it weighs. Yeah, it weighs 3,600 pounds. It's got air conditioning. It's got power. Like, I give a fuck. So if you want to race a car that weighs two, three tons, that's your business. I like racing my car that's nice and light.
Well, look at this. Remember that conversation that we had? All the guys on there now, regular callers. We had a conversation about 2 months ago. Stay in your lane. Isn't that what everybody says? Stay in your lane. So,
but
I can't.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, Tayo. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you know what I'm saying. He know he don't got what it takes to run you. So maybe he get his kicks about calling you out the race. You know what I mean? You know, it's guys like that just like to hear themselves talk to bring a crowd. No one ain't gonna do nothing. So maybe that's his kick.
Here's the thing, Tyson. It's not the problem isn't getting this guy in the lane. It's getting him to the track the same time I'm there, or getting him in the pit with his car.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when
he like
had
it is, no,
2 weeks ago when I was at the track.
Oh, you must mean kind of like how I did that guy. That dude that was talking all that smack, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, when you go up, I'm following you up.
Rob, you ain't right.
You ain't heard nothing else from me, have you, Rob?
He said he going up. I said, I'm coming too.
Wow. He changed the whole thing.
Whichever lane he go, I'm going.
My car
was the story, man.
And then once I beat him, I just go back to the pits and park and act like nothing ever happened.
But you know what you do, Tayo? This is what you do. This is what you do, Tayo. You find out when he going to the track. That's all. When you know he going to the track, just pop up on him. He can't cop out there.
And get right behind
him.
Just
sneak up on him.
Just ghost ride him all the way into the lane. Whatever lane he gets in, I just drop in right behind him.
Just keep swapping. Just keep swapping. Hey, man, can I get in front of you? I really want this guy right here.
Yeah.
Here's $100.
That's all.
Let me get in front of you, man. Here's $100.
Hey, man,
let me get in front of you,
man. I really want this cat right here. They will have no problem. Go ahead, man. That's all. You had to catch him when you know he at the track. So that way, all that shit talking he's talking, that way it'll end all that. If he don't race you then, that way, hey, man, don't say nothing else to me about racing.
Right.
You
know how I follow them to the lane, right?
Dude, I'll go wait for him in front of his house, man. He drives that car every day. I'll just park my car around the block, take the car off the trailer, and as soon as he gets in his car, I'll just roll right up on him.
You know what we do? This is what we do to get guys to race. We go to their house and pull a hole shot in front of their house.
That should run back to
mad. The wife be mad. The kids be jumping. Daddy, you see that sweet race car this bro running in front of the house? Who is he?
Hey, the neighbors
be
like,
hey,
some guy came over the house and was burning rubber in front of the house. We don't know what the hell going on.
Listen, you know, he'll know what's going on.
Listen,
he knocked on the door.
Gave mama a kick and left. I got on this dude so hard.
Tell your husband I'm looking for him, baby. Love you.
I got rid of my vet and I got the Vega and started putting the Vega together. Wait, when I got the Vega put together and got it running, he found a twin turbo Cobra in Alabama or someplace, went back east and bought it.
Oh.
He brings the car home, and all I'm hearing about is how I'm going to get my ass fucked up by this twin turbo Mustang.
Right.
I didn't care. I'm like, bring it. My car's ready to go, dude. I'll leave them wheels hanging in the air. If I land on you, too bad, man. Get out of my way. And from what was going around town, this car was supposed to be an 880 car.
What?
The car was supposed to fly. Well,
you said the key word, Tail. Supposed to.
But no, listen. Wait a minute. And maybe it was my bad or my mistake. The car went 820s. Okay, but that was in an eighth mile. That was in an eighth mile. So it was close, man. It ran faster than he said. I guess he was just thinking on a different wavelength than I was. But I was thinking, you know. Man, you're going to get a twin turbo car like that? You should be bragging about it going eight. It should have been going eight.
What?
Then that race never happened. I guess one or two things happened. He was either scared of the car or scared of me. So I vote for me.
Wow.
And then he got another car, and the mile started bumping. Nothing happened. I kept telling him, when are you going to quit buying all these cars and fix that turbo motor, man? That's the one I want to race.
Right.
I take that small block out of my Vega after a while, put another small block in there, and he's already gone through two or three cars. And I'm like, look, just get a car. Just, you know, if you got to go borrow one at this point now, go get one. And then, Rob, remember this one? We were up at the 8th mile track, and he wanted to foot race me.
Right.
But he lost that one too.
What?
The man, Tail.
I gotta stop. Hey, Tail. I gotta stop you right there. And you know you're my buddy. You what? 5'3", 5'5"?
You better get
211. 211. Okay. I said 211. How tall is this?
What's that?
How tall is this guy? How tall is he?
He's
2'9". He's 5'9"? 6 foot?
He's 2'9".
No, hell no. he likes to crack short jokes, but I think he's only about an inch taller than me.
Well, you know what? I'm in that conversation right now because that could be some ass-whooping jokes right there.
But listen.
Hey, you get BET in there with you guys. Y'all have a good tango.
Hold up, man. Listen, don't get me started on that fucker. Listen, I don't know why he's so short, but I'm so short because I got all this weight right here holding me down, or else I probably would be about 6'3", 6'4", okay? It's an Italian. It's an Italian thing. There's nothing I can do about it, baby. It's just God's will.
So when he got to hold him down, a split?
Oh, who knows, man? Who knows?
So he's trying to be a transformer.
and he still hasn't called in yet.
Y'all gonna call him? He can't call in. Or she gonna whoop his ass? She said call him.
You know what? I hope his buddy Jason's caught listening, because Jason, if you're listening, man, call in. Okay, the number is 347 area code 215-9989. Jason, call in, my brother, because I gotta find out what's wrong with your boy. I know what's wrong with your boy.
That's his. Jason is his buddy. Jason know his buddy is a clown, so you know.
Jason don't want to get clowned on his phone just like CPR don't.
No. Jason's one of us, guys. He's one of us. Jason will race. He's a good driver. He's just stuck that he's got a friend that's a moron. You can't blame him for that. You can't get out of that.
He got a friend that wear bozo shoes with a red nose.
That's it. and a bald head, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Mr. Clean.
All right, wonderful.
All right. Y'all leave Mr. King out of this now.
Right now, he's probably getting a hey, hey. Right now. You better get rid of the number. You ain't calling in no show.
Who, his wife said that?
She might be. He might be saying, yes, honey, I'm sorry. I won't call in that show no more, baby. I promise. I won't talk to Pale no more. I promise I won't race Pale.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby.
But you know what, though? Let me tell you something about this girl. She's an absolute sweetheart. I love her. I've met her a few times, and she's always been so nice to me and stuff like that. And she used to work, or I don't know if she used to, but she worked at the dentist office where my kids go. She really is a good person. I know I joke about her a lot, but she's really a sweetheart. I just can't figure out what the attraction is, though, man. I mean, this girl, she's good looking, man. She walk into the room and the fish stop swimming, man. She's that pretty. I just don't know what she sees in this. Well, you know what? I think I do know what she sees in him. She tells him to shut up, and he shuts up so she don't have to listen to his bullshit.
That's it. That's all. He's a handpick. I told you.
Oh,
she
man.
She tell him when to quack. Okay, you can say something. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
You know, I'll tell you, man, this is the kind of race that I would want to do at a Grudge Inc. race, not because I want to kick his ass. It's the fact that I want to see everybody see me kick his ass. So it's duly noted in front of 15,000 people. You just got wore out again.
I don't think you want to get embarrassed like that.
Well, my thing is the man won't get on the phone.
You.
The man won't get on the phone. You know, we're not completely trying to dog him out, but the man won't get on the phone.
What's
defend himself.
What's his name again, Tail?
His name is Rami.
Shit. You say Rami?
Rom. R-A-M-I, I believe.
Hey, Rob, listen here. This is
yes, sir.
Tyson, man.
Oh, he on the
and
phone?
Listen here, man. You better call in, because if you don't call in on this show, we really going to think you handpicked. Now, we don't want to think that, but the verdict's going to be out in about 20 more minutes. I said we'd give you before the show go off, you know. So
that's
you got
long,
time
man.
To call in and redeem yourself. But if you don't call till this show go off, then you handpicked, man. So you got to we give you the benefit of the doubt. I ain't going to let KO whoop your ass that bad now. I'm gonna let him short up to about a car and a half on you. I ain't gonna have him put a bus on you now. We don't want to whoop you that bad. So come on, call on in, Rob, and talk about it.
Hey, and you know what? I'll tell you this much.
Hey,
when I see him,
you sound like Dr. Phil.
Dr. Tyson.
We would give you help. You know, if you need help, I will counsel you, Rob. It's all good, man. You know,
and
I
don't say Rob, Romney, don't say Rob, because, man, yeah. Don't you get Rob started. Man.
Yeah, Romney.
And not get Big Robert Rob started, but please don't get that man started. I don't play him. Shit out of his mouth tonight. Please, I'm trying
to
him. Hey, we give Rob a go pass tonight. Rob can say whatever you want to say, but don't get Rob started.
I ain't going to say nothing, dog.
I'm letting him We let him slide to the before the show go off, so he got some time to call me.
If it ain't about me making no money, I don't need to know about nothing right now.
Hey Rob,
yes,
I think this guy might need a motor from you. He might need your motor.
He can handle it.
Who could? I know you ain't talking to me.
Who?
I'll wear that motherfucker out.
You talking to me?
Shit?
Hey, you talking to me?
What? You say that my car can't handle that motor? I'll wear that motor out.
Uh huh. That's what you say.
Hey, Mr. Russo. Put your goddamn belt on, dude. We was asking Rob a question. You jumped on Rob.
I'm in that mode right now.
Too many short jokes.
Yeah, man. Hey, Mr. Lucas, could you please reach over to the right and grab your medication and take a pill real quick, please?
You know what?
I'm going to have to
crack too many short jokes.
See? You guys got me all twisted up right now. That's the problem.
See, I told you too many short jokes. And he already mad at me because I showed him a real Vegas. I sent him a picture of a real Vegas. So I got all type of nasty texts and go to hell, jump in the river, and all. But I'm like, damn, what did I do wrong? Don't call in tonight or mute your mic. I'm sorry, man. Hey. I'm being a man. I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm sorry, man. I won't do it again, sir.
Man, you guys just like busted my balls tonight, boy.
We're trying to get your buddy to call in, but I think you just scared him off, man.
Yeah, we give him the benefit of the doubt, but we gonna get off of him, man. See what's going on out there in California, man.
Oh boy.
Well,
and Rob, don't say nothing about no weather. I'm gonna mute your mic.
I didn't say that.
No, hey, listen, we had some rain roll through here. The weather got a little cool, dropped around 71.
We had a little hail yesterday.
Did you guys
get
some hail?
Yeah, we had a little hail yesterday.
I know y'all seen me when I came through there. I normally do that, give a little hell once I ride through town.
You must have been on your jet because it was real short.
It was nice and quick, you know.
I'm still trying to figure out all that. Well, I keep looking at that word snow. I don't know what that shit is. Every guy tell me I listen to a show, you guys say, I'm snowing out here. I'm like, what the fuck is that snow? What am I missing out on?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're doing pretty good lately. We was up to 50 degrees today.
So that's like
70 or 80 to us.
Yes, sir.
Right. So the weather's starting to break, and I can be talking shit to you about our weather.
You guys are in T-shirt weather out there, ain't you?
Damn it, close.
Getting close, yeah.
Damn it, close. It'll be real soon. Real soon.
Damn, it's going to break. It's going to break real soon. Hey, let me get to the phone lines real quick, man. We got a couple guys.
I hope they're from California.
Now, these are our local boys, baby. What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Hey, y'all. How everybody doing?
What's happening, Uncle Larry?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just sitting back chilling and listen to the show. I was listening to Tail and them saying that we got some rain down there, so I was going to ask Tail, did he get any mud on his feet? Because I know he had his sandals on.
When it rains, I will be honest, man. When it rains, I'm like a woman in high heels, man. It's like, oh, my feet just got wet. I got to run and jump to the curb instead of just walking, stepping on, because that water starts running wild, man.
Wait, you had to do what, Taylor? You had to run and do what?
You just hushed up, man.
You know what, Uncle Larry, you know he told me? You know he told
hey,
Rob, me, Uncle
Larry, up now, huh?
He said it got the raining out there, right? Now, we all know he wears sandals, you know, them thong sandals, right? He said he had to run in the house because he just got a French manicure on his toes.
Right.
I didn't want to hear that.
He didn't want to get it all messed up.
French. Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Them guys having a ball down in New Orleans, man.
Yeah,
I know they're here.
Yeah, they're having a ball down there. I just talked to Big Drag about 5 minutes before you clicked me in, and he was telling me that WT with the pickup truck swung out of there about a car and a half on the what's this guy's name? I forgot the guy's name that he was racing. Lynch Mob.
Okay.
He swung out about a car and a half, and then his truck shut down, so he lost that one. Then Doobie that's in Louisiana with Don Mack. And then it was another race they had where one of the Grudge Inc. guys went down there with his wheels up in the air about halfway of the eighth and set him down, and everybody made money off of that one. So, you know, I told him to go back and finish having him a ball and just give us a report and let us know what's going on. So he might decide to call in.
Where they racing at in Louisiana?
I forgot the name of the dragway,
no
but
problem.
They in New Orleans,
no problem.
No problem in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wanted
to go so bad.
Let me get to another line. Hold on, Kev. Let me get to another line. Hold on one second. Let me get to another line real quick, guys. Hold on, Kev. Kev, hold up, man. 603-1551. Your mic is live. Oh, you got a loading problem. There we go.
What's up, Tayo? What's up, Kev? What's up, Mary?
What's happening?
Hey.
Man, me and Larry, I'm up here in Chicago. Me and Larry, I just wanted to know what happened down there in Louisiana. If you done gave me an update.
I couldn't hear nothing for the noise in the background.
Somebody phone on speaker. It was echoing. No, I said I just want to know what happened down there at No Problem Dragway. What happened?
The only three reports I got was WT with the pickup truck. He swung out about a car and a half and his car shut off, and Lynch Mob beat him. Then Doobie ran Don Mack, and he beat Don Mack. And the other person I couldn't make out because there was so much noise in the background, but anyway, everybody made money on that race. He picked the wheels up and carried the wheels about halfway of the eighth and set them down and beat the dude by so many cars, you know. So,
wow.
I believe he's going to call in and give us a report because right now, man, they're just having a ball, man.
Right. Larry, you get a report from the House of Hooks that Big Low passed out in the more preparation age?
No, but I know he passed out a great big old tube, and it had an air compressor on the end of the tip.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who received that? Who received that?
Well, she was on some 28s, and Tony Bond was on some 29s, and he shot Preparation H all up and down his leg.
He shot it up and down his leg. You know where he shot it at now.
Well, you know, it ran down there. If you put something in there, it's
going to
run down there.
it hit mostly in the rectorial area. Nice and cool.
I want to know, did he pass out any more down there? Because that Thursday night whooping, that was the weekend started.
They say he was on a mission, so he probably.
You know, with everybody being on a grudge, going to a grudge event down in Louisiana, it's going to be real slow for us to get reports from the House of Hooks. Not that somebody come on and voluntarily give them to us.
I wish we can get Coochie on the line.
He's
running everything.
I don't know how to get a hold of Coochie, but if anybody could get a hold of Coochie, it would be real nice.
Yeah, sure.
I know what he said yesterday. He said all the cars Prime Time got over there, they running everything in Prime Time camp before they leave the track.
Yes, he did.
Everything is with strong for Prime Time in the track. He said he's going to end this with Prime Time and Grudge Inc.
Yeah, he said
they're on a mission.
I wish somebody get Crew Chief on the line. We want to know what happened. That Thursday night when he called in and then turned around, Big Low won the shootout. He beat Sabo.
He told Jay Bronze he need a truckload, a semi-truckload of Preparation H. I said, God damn.
Yeah.
Now, who
beat Zabo?
Big
Low.
Big Low.
Yeah.
Big Low
beat T. Zabo?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You
in
know,
the finals.
Yeah, Keith is originally from Detroit. He's his hometown.
Yeah, well, he originally got Preparation H on his ass right now.
Yeah,
so
he lives in Prepperville. Now he lives in Prepperville.
Yes, sir.
And that Preparation A, and that Preparation H is running out the back door right now too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's that smooth tip.
I don't know, dude. He said it was the long tip.
He said he was using a dish tip. You know the end that they use on one of the big bags.
So it was a dish. I forgot.
It was a hot bag, the medicine bag.
Yes, sir. And that's why I told him to use an air compressor. Use an air compressor. They help it come out.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Or pack it a little deeper. Hey, let me get the phone lines real quick.
Okay.
734-7521. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I was just calling to tell y'all that on the Carolina Grudge Dresser Pro Board, Little Red Riding here, Deep Crew Chief.
What?
And
Man.
And I think I'm not for sure, but I think Moneymaker went down twice today.
Great.
Wow.
But you know what? You know what though? With that Red Hood, they play that trickery light. They play that trickery light on people. So you better watch that light when we're riding Hood.
I think they're on that now, dude. I don't think there's any issues now.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now. White trash ain't no way in hell and how the Red Rider has to win with white trash. I put my retirement savings on that race.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, Kev. Don't do that.
Yes. No,
don't
I'm
about to drive
now. Ain't no
don't
way.
About to drive.
No, I'm telling you right now. Well, that was a trickery light.
There wasn't no trickery light. Dog just paid attention. Dog is a veteran. Mm-hmm. He just paid attention to what was going on.
No, they got all the
trickery. If you heard him, he paid attention to what was going on. He said when he was safe, he hoped that Jimbo didn't turn both of them stage lights on. He said when he didn't see him turn them both of them on, that's when he hit both of them.
That was game.
I don't know what race you seen because
man, that was game.
That's it.
That was game. The Godfather just ran to just to tell. Come on,
that's
now. You've been doing that racing way longer than Jimbo been racing now. Come on,
that's
now.
It,
that,
man.
You know,
you're running a veteran,
like,
man. That guy cut 101s, 102s, 103 lights. I don't give a fuck. He had a slow car. You're going to catch hell catching it.
That's like one of them rookies over there trying to go mess with Big Drag. Come on, now. You know Drag going to jump him and drag him. It ain't gonna be no questions about it. By the time he look at Drag on how the door wide open, swinging down the street, he going to go chasing him.
He's going to go chase him.
Hey,
Larry.
How many times
you seen Drag jump somebody with the car door open?
Oh, don't start that one. Dude, hold on.
I'm trying to see if I can add it up.
Oh, okay.
You can't add it up, Larry.
No.
There's too many to can't even. You ain't got enough hands and toes.
And plus, I can't count that good.
you know, Willie Dog ran that trickery over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a light game. It was just, you know what I'm saying? His reaction on that tree is much quicker.
That's it, man. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I was watching
Money
Willie.
Went down twice today, huh?
who was the second one he went down to?
He's going to end up selling that one quick. That's going to be on the auction block.
That Moneymaker once when Gangsta Boo was done, they're gonna try Gangsta Boo. Was that, or is that just bullshit?
Gangsta Boo's not even running yet, is it?
No, they said when it's supposed to be done. Was that what they were gonna try and do?
I ain't hear nothing like that.
You know, I ain't hear nothing like that either. That's the first I heard.
That was the first I heard that. You know.
Right.
Everybody, you know, everybody start their own type of rumors. You don't know until you hear from the horse's mouth.
Exactly.
So crew chief and the Red Riding Hood, beat crew chief, so they 1-1.
They 1-1, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but crew chief, that last video I seen, crew chief put a ass whooping on that truck.
Hey, dude, I don't know. Those are the only two trucks going to be battling this year.
Hey, dog might have put the move on the tree again.
You
really don't know, you know, what might have happened till you hear it, you know.
Right.
You really don't know, you know what I mean? But that's going to be a battle for a long time. As long as they have two trucks, that's going to be a battle that's going to be going on at a track.
Near you.
That's going to be a price of admission to get in the track to see them two.
That's
going to
be a price of admission. Then, you know, that's a good thing because it might bring more guys with trucks to step in the game.
That truck game is growing, dude. It's freaking growing.
You know, a lot of them guys we talking about, they want to run them trucks. But it's different. They like I say, a pair of lips can say anything. But, man, when they see them in person with them trucks, you know, they go to shaking in their boots, man. They like, I don't want to run Coochie. I don't want to run a Little Red Rider. I'm going to stay in my lane. You know, they'll be on the camera behind the helmet talking about what they want to run. And then when it's time to run, they don't want to run them.
They don't want to run
them. The boy with that green truck, he been all on the camera. They steady ask him, when you going to be ready? He got a pause to him.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Where's he out of?
He's from down there. I think he's what is that? The Icy Boys or something? Man,
Icy Boys. That lime green one.
Yeah, they told him, man, they catch him at the track. They gonna break him up. He ain't been to the track yet with the truck.
Sure happened. So, yeah, that's gonna be a battle for a long time, crew chief and Little Red Riding Hood.
That's going to be a good battle.
I mean, because it's a good race because both of them is all about who leads. That's how close the trucks is.
Yep.
That's how close the trucks is. It's all about who leads. If crew chief leave on Little Red Riding Hood, that's the race. If the opposite, that's going to be the race. Them trucks are so close together.
Yep. One thing for sure, Gunny Pick got it all because he made sure he got the ass down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I talked to him until he made it to New Orleans.
No, Gunny
Pick. Well, Gunny, I think he's supposed to be out here in Detroit tomorrow. I thought I remember. I think Gunny coming out. He coming out here to Detroit to Autorama now, do some videotaping and touching base with people.
He's in Louisiana, ain't he?
Huh?
He's in Louisiana, ain't he?
I think he's flying from Louisiana out here to Detroit tomorrow.
Who gonna do that?
I seen Detroit Hood today. I talked to him at the Autorama.
Oh, yeah, I seen him too.
He just had
back from Chicago. I was at him and Peso.
Okay, yeah, I ain't seen no face. I seen Detroit Hood. Slots is supposed to be there tomorrow. Slots called me and said he'd be there tomorrow. But, you know, they're waiting for everybody to pull out on the street. They said the streets will be dry tomorrow night in Detroit.
They ain't going to do nothing. They just going to pull in the street and just rev on the cars.
They said it's supposed to be raining.
Yeah, well, that's what I was waiting to see if it's going to, you know, it rained
on the
way
home. Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
They said it's
rain
too quick.
It was raining when we left today.
Yep. Aaron had his car. It's looking good. Tim had the big bad Monte Carlo down there. Looking good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all got a show like something like the World of Wheels, huh? It's like a big car show.
Our show is huge in the world. This is the biggest car show in the world. Detroit Autorama is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know, I never been, so
Oh yeah, it's a real good show, man. Some real nice cars down there this year.
Yeah, we have like a
normally,
car
you know, it's been a little iffy. You know what I mean? They have more riddler cars,
handful of race cars, you know what I mean, stuff that we relate to. But I guess they're trying to open up the field, you know. It was pretty good. It was pretty nice this year.
Hey, it'd be a lot better if they let more Vegas in there, that's for sure.
Hey, Tyson, before you get started.
Hey, you know the one I sent him, don't you, Chad?
Huh?
That Vegas jig hat over there?
Yeah, I sent it to him, too. He didn't respond to it. He didn't respond to me.
Yeah, I walked over and said, I'm not even going to let you get on, Tyson.
Vegas represent this year at the Autorama. They had a bunch
of them.
The only one I got from you was the Detroit something. It looks like a Mopar.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you cut your phone on him, and you, I'll send it back to you.
As soon as I walked over, I say, "Oh, I know who I'm sending this to."
I checked him at the bottom, and I said, that's a real Baker. I was talking to him the day we moved in out there, and they said that's old man Jay's car. That's his car. He just cruises around in it. Goes to car shows with it. They said just, you know, because he don't race no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That might be a real Vega,
but that's just there in Detroit, baby. Because I got the OG Vega.
My car looks like it got hit by Detroit, Ohio.
Now, one thing I can say, Tail, it was, I seen three Vegas down there, and all of them was real nice cars. Set up real good. It was a nice car. Even the street ride one had a blower hanging out the hood. That one was nice.
Yeah, I don't want to do none of that stuff. I like to keep my stuff just like all stock looking.
That's how that yellow one is. That one was stock and had a LM6 in it.
Anybody sounding good,
then you got to be retarded, man.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna go to the phone lines, man. We're getting busy now. 313-7935. Your mic is live. Who we got?
What's up, Tao?
What's going on, baby?
Man, what's up, man? It's Tao from Detroit, man.
What's going on?
Oh man, hey man, I had to hit the one, but Titan. Man, y'all wrong about what y'all said about that race with Dog and Simbo, man. Y'all gotta look at that motherfucking video again.
Which race is this?
This white trash and little red riding hood. That motherfucking light came on and went green as soon as that motherfucker put that second fob on. What the fuck is that?
Who is this? Now, hold on. I got accused of saying that shit didn't happen. Did it not happen? Listen, man.
You talking to a motherfucker that was standing on the goddamn side of the goddamn car, man. What tree have you ever seen come green as soon as you put your second bulb on? What's all that shit Danny is talking about? That motherfucking tree went green as soon as you hit the second bulb. He couldn't get on the goddamn two-step. Get the fuck out of here.
Transport.
Oh, no, shit. Is
the line quiet now? What the fuck? Now you don't want to talk. Let's talk about it. Put it on the fucking floor.
Right.
And what happened? I mean, did they get paid?
No, we lost the race. We paid up. The race was for white trash and little red riding hood down in Lima. That motherfucker took that goddamn second floor ball.
Have you done?
I think we'll be saying, hey.
Have you done?
I'm done.
What you said was absolutely 100% true, but I think that the whole point of you coming on saying that was to let everybody know from now on when you start going down that way, make sure that you be specifically or either stipulate the fact of the matter or what kind of tree that you're going to run on in order for to let everybody else know that y'all got to try to watch out for game, you know.
I can't agree on that, dude. The only reason I can say that is because, just say
for instance, we go down there and normally we run on a 400 pro. Okay, if somebody step up to the guy that's operating the thing and say, hey, man, today we're going to run on just a 500 pro, and you don't know about it, then you that throws you off of your square. So that's the only reason that I was, you know, I was stating what I was stating because, see, actually, I really don't know how that it really went down, but what I just saw, it was exactly the way that he just said. It was straight down, you know, and that's
This is the thing also. Now, truth be told, that didn't happen to all the races, though. It wasn't every race was a regular tree all day.
It was a regular tree. Then it started happening with Aaron, and it happened with Jimbo.
It can happen again.
This is my whole point of view. I never discredited neither driver. I said Dog was there. He was watching the tree. He knew what was going on. And I said he was on his game because he knew how the tree was going on. Not discrediting no driver.
Hold on, I understand. I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is this. You can't say that you was watching the tree because that did not happen every single race. So you can't sit up and say, I'm watching the tree. I notice how it's going to go down. It's not going to go down like that because every race didn't go down like that. Maybe every three or four races, maybe every six or seven races. We wasn't really keeping count until after we saw what happened.
And the man bringing up a valid point. He seriously bringing up a valid point. And Uncle Larry says, too. He said, watch what you do.
Like I said, the moral of the story is, when we go down there, we need to tell them what tree we're running on so it won't happen no more.
Exactly.
No, you just put the starter on the automatic starter, and that gives everybody time to get in.
That's how it has to be done.
It's a level playing field. You ain't got to worry about a motherfucker getting a 400 on your side, and a 500 on the other side, another bullshit that can go on.
This is my scenario. Let me get a scenario real quick. It was well learned. But listen here. Put it this way. I'm just giving you a scenario. No disrespect to anyone on this phone line. If I were to play some trickery shit like that with you, and you came back, I'm just saying, I call it trickery.
We should be able to take positive criticism. If the shit was fucked up, it was fucked up. Here's what it is. Right. Let's keep this shit wide.
Listen. The best thing, and this is just my opinion, if this race were to get rerun, I think it'd be a different outcome. That's what
and I agree. I agree 100%.
I think it'd be a different outcome. Not disrespecting,
right.
you know,
nobody.
Willie Dog or nothing like that.
Right. We're not disrespecting Willie Dog in no way. And don't
yeah.
want him to say that. But what we're saying
yeah,
is that.
We just know
I
now. Would. When we go down there, we know to get that shit at the street worked out before any money has been put up, any bets been made.
Tyson, I don't give a fuck where you go. You make sure that shit ain't
getting
played anywhere you go.
I mean, any
right.
track now. From now on, any track.
Right.
It's up to the promoter, who's ever promoting the Grutch Inc. race, to tell the starter everything is on auto start. If anybody...
It didn't happen that way, Mr. Russo. What happened was they said some guy stepped in.
That's already done.
Well, that's already happened.
We're talking about something that's already been done. So how do we fix that problem so it doesn't happen again? You go to the auto
right.
part. That's it.
No.
Right.
That's yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think we need to get Grudge Inc. officials to start the race. Whatever race we have.
That's what we talked about last week.
Because
yep.
Right. Because it's like this. Say, for instance, my man on the phone. He come up with X amount of dollars in California with X amount of dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want a fair playing field. We don't want nobody doing something to where we want to play. Because you know what's going to happen is, there's favoritism, somebody, you know, we don't want that. We want a fair race wherever we go. I don't care where we go.
That's something for the promoters to work out. But listen.
No.
I got to take, yes it is because it's their race. This is
I gotta take yes. We need to get a format. And we gonna Grudge Inc. race, we need a fucking format.
Listen, the format is this.
I mean, I wouldn't say a format.
I'm
just saying, you know, if we put money up at any track,
right.
See what the hell going on with the tree. That's it. Whereas a fair race for both teams. And that's what we stand up. That's all it's about.
Clean, cut, and simple. If you put your money
out,
you got a right.
We don't get
you got the right.
Hey, this is what's going on.
Right.
If this tree fucked up, ain't nobody paying. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's the way it is.
I gotta shift gears right now. I got to take this call because homeboy's on the phone, and his girlfriend's going to get mad if he stays on the phone too long.
Oh, man.
Get it on, sir.
Hold on. He's not allowed. I'm just glad he called in an hour and a half later. But you know, it's you're gonna hear the shit talking right now, and you're gonna hear the knees knocking. So here we go. Let me see if he got permission. Hey Rami, is it okay for you to talk, or do we only have a few seconds?
No. I can talk. Can you hear me?
You sound a little muffled, like you're in the closet.
He sounds like
you're
in the closet talking.
I had to go through all the red tape, you know, same thing like you and your wife.
Wait, I can't hear you.
I asked permission, and she said okay, and all that stuff. It's just, you know, I got to kind of be quiet, or else I'll get her mad.
I know. So, Rob,
uh-huh.
listen, I kind of told everybody pretty much about the story. You probably weren't listening, so I'll give you a recap. Pretty much how many cars you had to buy just to race my one car.
I think
what my audience wants to know is, when are you going to put that strap on and come out and play with the real racers?
Well, Tail, you know, the night I called you out, you allegedly were sick. Supposedly. but it's okay. It's okay. I understand. No, but see, the thing is, you're like 75 years older than me. You know, I'm just a young pup in this game. And, you know, you've been racing and, you know, doing all this other stuff. You know, I'm coming up. But you know what? Here I am on your show.
Coming up from where?
I'm calling you out for a street race.
Hey, listen, when do you want to do it? You want to do this tomorrow?
Well, as long as it's okay with your wife. You got to ask first, remember?
My wife's already, she's already told me to go out and make the money. So you'll do this tomorrow?
Actually, yes, I do. So where do you need to trailer your car? I'm just going to drive behind there.
So
who do I need to send the permission slips to?
What's up?
Hey, So when are we doing this? We can do this tomorrow?
Yeah, actually we can.
I'll bet everybody $1,000 this guy doesn't do it tomorrow. So now you're on.
Hold on, we need proof. Can we get Poo on the phone from California?
No, we can't get Poo on the phone. We're not gonna get Poo. Just stop. Hey Ronnie.
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night it's gonna go down.
Okay?
So I'll meet you up at the field or wherever you wanna go. I don't care. Wherever you wanna go. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I wanna know, can I get some money involved in this?
Of course, Rob. You're gonna be holding all the money, Rob. Okay.
No, I want to be able to bet. I can't hold the money. I'm betting.
You can bet too.
Yeah, exactly. He knows what he's doing.
Now, this is gonna be for some money, Rami. This isn't gonna be for like
for bragging rights.
Exactly. This is gonna be for.
That's
I'm gonna take your after 7 years of all your shit and all your slow cars. I'm gonna whoop your ass tomorrow.
You're not going to do it, Taff. It's not going to happen. So what's the race against your trailer's car?
Well, wait a minute. You texted me earlier that you were going to race me head up.
Well, yeah, I wasn't planning on doing it that early, but it's okay. You know,
Wait a minute.
So you guys know, just in case Tao didn't let you in, Tao's racing his big block Vega versus a 2011 Mustang that has pretty much nothing done to it. But I'd be willing to race. But it has to be the right race. So you guys actually...
No, hold on a second. Now you're right. Now you're right, okay? Now listen, everybody.
Hold on.
Let them do their game.
Shut up, man. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you guys how the text messages went today.
Okay.
This is the bullshit that he talks, and I'm gonna let everybody know right now. Now I'm not gonna tell anybody what the time went. But he says, "Hey Chevy lover," and he gives me the numbers and the mile an hour. And he says, "Hey, I love a Ford," and I put back, I said, "That's it." And he said, what the fuck you mean? Grab a new Camaro and do what I have done. Best you'll hit is 1180, okay? I don't have a new Camaro because I don't race a Camaro.
True.
This is putting in perspective. Let me finish. I want to get everybody caught up to speed. He says, I'm only about a second away from racing. Racing a big block 2,000 pound Vega, and I can drive mine anywhere with AC and seat warmers. And I put and he says, I'm gonna whoop that ass in a few months, is what I'm saying. And he says, Let me finish.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
And I said, my vet was going faster than that on motor and on pump gas.
Okay.
And that was a 3,300 pound car.
Okay.
So then I get the line about my having a built motor and a built trans. That transmission, all it had in it was a shift kit.
It didn't have a stall. It didn't have a converter.
The converter that was in it was a 4,500 converter. That was all that was in it.
Okay. Well, needless to say, it was gone. What I'm trying to tell you is my car has a stock rear end, stock gear, stock tranny, stock
converter. Wait, let me finish. This is what I put. My motor was not fully built. My car weighed 3,300 pounds, and you could never beat it. Just do what every Ford owner does. Beg for space and cry when you don't get it. This is what you said.
Okay.
I don't beg. I'll race you head up. Don't worry. The only one that will be crying is you, because I'm going to break, and
an old man's spirit. That's what you said, okay?
Correct.
So now you tell me why now I have to give you space.
Well,
when
here,
you're
Dale,
me,
remember, okay, I gave you a chance to talk. Let me talk.
Go ahead. I got this.
Okay. Here's the. I said in a few months, because I want to do a few more things to my car. But seeing that you came out at me like this, I'm willing to wait. But you know what? It has to be fair. Obviously, your car is faster than mine because I told you the time it ran.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Wait a minute. I didn't hear that. You were breaking up. What did you say?
I said, obviously, my car is not ready because I said we'd do it in a few months, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go back to the part where you're saying that my car is faster than yours. That's the part I wanted you to say.
No. I, there's no dispute, Dale. Right now, currently, your car runs faster than my car.
So how much time do you need? How much time? Give me a date. Don't, because it's been 7 years, and I want to fuck you up. So goddamn bad,
dear
I
Lord.
Fucking taste it.
So tell me,
how much longer do I need to wait?
Give me a few months.
Give me a timetable. Give me a few months.
Hey, Tail.
Can I interrupt real quick? One quick second. Now hold on. Didn't we have a discussion not too long ago? If a guy is faster than you, and you go over to him, why should you feel sorry for him? Is that more than you're saying? Okay, hold on. I just want to explain. Okay, let me explain to this man what we're talking about. We had a show maybe 2 months ago, and
okay.
This is what some of the guys are saying. If Teo is faster than me, why should I go ahead and pick on him? Just give a scenario, okay? Now, if Teo comes to you and he's barking on your door, knocking on your door, then, yeah, you have every right to ask him for whatever you want, what you need, and you're not scared to run him. But people laugh at me. I'm going to let it go. I'm out of this conversation. You're a stand-up guy. You want to race? Go ahead and race. You got a stand-up guy award in California.
Sure.
Rami,
sure.
How long do I have to wait? A couple months. Give me a timeline because I've been waiting 7 years. It started with that turbo car that I would have fucked up. I had to buy one of your cars to kick your ass.
And that went nowhere because you don't know how to make a car go fast, Dale.
Forget
Rob,
this racer. He said he wants to race tomorrow. What does he need? What does he need to race you tomorrow? That's what I want to know.
A prayer.
I like this show, Dale.
I need to know where the money is.
Something's got to happen on my end.
Well, he said he want to race tomorrow. What does he need to race you tomorrow is what I want to know. A motor? You need a motor? Yeah.
No, don't need
a Chevy. A Chevy.
No, hey, guys.
Come on, we all know that Fords go faster than Chevys, Dale. Look at
Boston. What do you need to race Dale tomorrow? That's all I want to know. What do you need to race Dale tomorrow?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You need a car? You need two cars? What exactly do you need?
Tell
and how much money?
You need courage, Dale. I'll race. I just like fair is fair. The car is obviously slower,
like
so it has to be a bracket race, right?
What do you want to race, two cars, or what is it? So, Tail, we don't have a bracket race on this show.
Yes.
Okay, this is for Tail. Tail, you know what your car runs. I know what your car runs. You know what my car runs. So what?
Okay, put it this way.
What
would be fair? What's fair to you if Tao want to give you some? What's fair to you? What do you think is fair?
I don't know. That's why I'm sin.
You just said you know what his running, you know what yours runs. So what sounds fair to you?
What's fair?
What do you
fair?
Need?
His wife just hung up. Sounds fair to you?
No. I'm still here. Don't trip. This ain't Tao's wife.
I want to know what's fair to you and how much money can we lock it up.
The question is simple.
I understand. I'm thinking about
Tail,
it.
What do you need? Tail.
Are we doing this up at the field, Tail?
Who?
Are we doing this up at the field?
What's that?
Are we doing this up at the field?
No, we're going to do this in the quarter mile.
Oh, well, you told me the field earlier.
Well, listen, if we're going to race, we're going to race, okay?
Okay.
So where are we going? We'll go out to where we normally go.
Well,
where you go?
Kevin, I know.
I got this.
But no, I'm
telling him.
He's not going to yell nothing now because he doesn't know the places because he doesn't race.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
we can't go to the place that we used to go to because all the rubber is gone now.
Okay. You know what? Forget about all that. What do you need?
So a quarter mile?
Yeah. What do you need?
I don't know. Give me five.
You need five cars?
I think five cars is fair.
Five cars
and a light. I think that's fair.
I could do that.
How much?
I mean, I'm not gonna.
Now, how much are we doing it for? I'll do five. I'll do five cars in a heartbeat.
Kale,
how much money?
You don't say it too quick, Kale. You don't scare him.
No, not at all.
Okay, this is what Tail's saying. Tail's saying, you got to lock in the race tonight. You want to lock in 200 or 500 or 1,000. What you want to do?
Let them do their gamble. Let them do their gamble.
200 bucks, Tail.
We just
how much?
In.
What'd he say?
I'm sorry, Tail, I'm not a sermon. I don't make your money.
Well, I'm on disability right now. You're probably making more money than me.
Just a little bit. I know how much you get on
disability.
Oh, it's got to
be a 500 or better.
$200 all I can afford right now. I'm a little short on ends. So I had to pay the IRS a hefty little amount of money.
IRS, you don't have to tell your personal business. Look.
Oh, wait, hold on. Listen. Hold on. We got to, if you're not talking, put your mics on mute.
Yes, we got some background noise.
Way too much background noise.
Somebody's on speaker.
Who's on speaker?
I'm on mute.
Well, I am, but that's the only way my phone works.
No, you got to take it off speaker, dude. It already picks up. You got to take it off.
His phone don't work. His phone is messed up, so.
It's the only way you'd be able to.
It's pretty clear. It's pretty clear when he started, so I guess, you know, people will put their phone
on. Wait a minute. Hold on, man, because now California's waking up right now. Hold on one sec. Jonathan, should I do this for $300?
No, you know what?
Romney needs to go ahead and man up and come out for at least $1,000.
No, thank you.
Who's that?
Hey, Tail. We trying to get a race. Tell him 2-on-6, 2-on-5. that way, if he park out, at least you got $200.
Fuck you! You don't want to tell? Go take this $200. I'll do it for the $300.
$200.
Bragging rights.
Let's not get crazy.
And come back out here Saturday night. Let everybody know how bad I whooped that ass. So that's the ring.
Hey,
five cars and a flag.
What's up?
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Can I get a race with you or what?
Who's this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Bow down.
Oh, Teletubby.
You know, the one that beat you in a Sonoma or something?
Oh, God. Hey, that was a diesel truck versus an Avalon. Barely beat that diesel truck, too.
It don't matter what it was, you got beat, right?
A race is a race.
Hey, Tail. Answer me this. On the field, did I not beat you in a fucking 5.0 Mustang with a stock Avalon?
Yes, you did.
That's right. That's two. But,
hey,
Jonathan, you do remember that night that I whooped your brother's ass and two of your boys' ass with that diesel truck?
Hold on, hold
So we're still 3-2, motherfucker. I still got one up on you.
You never have beat me.
Huh?
You have never beat me yet.
Okay, that's fine. That's
he
fair.
Said he beat your brother.
We're racing these 14-second rides. Okay. You beat me in a 14-second race.
Hey, well, hold on. No number call it out.
No, hey, listen, don't worry about that, man.
Car, yeah, they have brand new cars.
Oh, hey, dude, this is
don't
all
matter.
This is all
no number call it out.
It don't matter. It's brand new cars. They truck.
No, that's rule number one thing. No number call it out.
There's an 07 diesel F-250 that we're talking about.
Jeez.
Don't matter.
Man, somebody's got. I gotta start killing Mike, man. If I don't get this,
somebody's on my ear too.
It's killing my ears.
I'm with you, Tayo.
For real.
You got it.
You better not mute my mic, goddamn.
So that.
Hey, Tayo.
I'm gonna call right back in because I think my phone is fucking up. Hold on.
All right. Hey, Tayo.
So what happened, Tayo? Is he? What,
we
he,
can't
he,
go for real.
Hey, Tayo, is this Jonathan on the phone from Ball Down?
Yeah,
yeah.
He
hold on, dude. Tayo, you did not give him his proper induction. You know you fucked up.
Because
Ball Down Racer from California, the baddest boys in California.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
That was just too much right there, bro.
Wow.
So, hey, we got this race locked up tomorrow. What time are we doing it?
$200. Where do you want to do it?
Wait a minute, what did it go down to? I thought it was 300.
It was always 200. Tao kept on saying 300.
$200?
Yeah, I told you it was $200.
200?
I didn't change.
Tao.
You know what I think? Just from one friend to another.
Uh huh.
You need to take that car.
I can't hear you, Tail. Let Tail talk.
Wait, hold on, man. I gotta.
That's his phone, Tail.
Is it mine?
Put your phone on mute for a second. Is
this any better,
Tail? Yeah, I don't hear. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is what I think you should do.
Okay.
I think you should take that Mustang, go put some hair on it.
Push it off the cliff.
And when it grows up, and becomes a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come see me.
Well, it's completely up to you. Like I said, I asked you, just like you said in the text, for a few months. I'll be ready for it. But
okay,
you know,
whoa.
But
you wanted something. I'll be willing to wait.
But the thing is,
okay.
But basically, what he's trying to do, he's trying to
save your ass whooping. But you want to get that? Go on and give him what he wants, Tail.
Tail,
it's free 200.
If he wasn't doing it for the 200, shit.
No, we can't do it for 200, Tail.
It's gonna cost me just in fuel.
Yeah, that's
well,
what we can do
for
200.
It's not gonna cost you that in fuel. All you're gonna do is trailer.
All right, hey Tail, do it this way. Let's do it this way. All right. Lock in 200 on 500, and then you do a layaway plan, and then give Taylor 200, but you got to pay him 100 every month.
If he already said he don't have the money.
Let me ask this question, okay?
Okay.
In a few months from now, will
you
be able
to raise that up?
Yes, I
will. Okay.
I will be able
will
to raise
you,
that up.
Will, okay, hold on. Let me get going. Will you be able to race for more than $200?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so
just like I said, I had to pay a little hefty IRS payment. So
No, sorry, that's not about nobody pays on the show.
No, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. In a few months, can you give me an approximate
date?
Yeah, ballpark. Will it be in 2013?
Yes, it will.
Fail. Not that
shit.
Okay, so now we know it's going to be in 2013. So I'm looking at this. We're in the beginning of March. I'm thinking
we'll do it mid-June. That's
why do you have to wait so long?
Tail, I don't have money right now to make myself
faster.
Tail
didn't say nothing.
Hey, Tail, lock him in on 2-on-8.
You text him and said want a race, but you knew you had to pay what you paid. So basically that conversation is irrelevant because you know you didn't want to race that at the present time. No way.
So now the race is in June.
Head up.
Let's do
head up.
Head up. June.
For about 2,000.
Right.
Because I lost 15 on it.
You're there, Johnson. Your mic's open.
Hello?
Yeah, you're open. So let me ask this question then. So middle of June, I'm writing this down, Rami.
No, write it down. I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Okay. Middle of June, mid June. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do this earlier in June only because Little Tony's got a race in Detroit that I want to go to, and I need some gas money.
Tell something in June, middle of June, on Detroit.
He got somebody up here. He want to tear the ass loose, so he want to see what's going on down there first.
Let's just say June. Can we say June for that, so we know what's going to happen in June?
Hold on, tell.
Okay. Slow down. Okay, so we got middle of June. Okay, and the race is head up.
How much money?
Who the fuck was that?
$150.
He said $150. What an ass.
I had to pay my child support.
Now,
$150.
Here's where it comes down to now. How much?
Okay, 175.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
I like where he's at.
I'm thinking with all your boys, all your friends, I know you guys can come up with more than $500.
Well, yeah, that's what I'll put in, but you know, I gotta call him and ask him.
So we can
is it bone stock right now?
Now listen, is it safe to say that we can lock in for 1,000?
Like I said, I'm bringing 500 to the table. Whatever my boys want to put in, that's on them.
Okay, so let's do this, okay? Don't tell them you're racing me so they'll bet with you.
No.
Okay.
As soon as I tell them I'm racing you, they're gonna want to bet against you.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You tell your friends you're racing me head up, and I'll throw with another $100 that those guys don't put money on you.
Shit. Hey T, why don't you just lock in? Do it this way. Lock in 2-on-5. Lock 2-on-5, right? Tell him if he don't show up, then we're going to lock another 300 on top.
No,
we're over tomorrow. We're trying to set this up what I told him I wanted to race back when I texted him earlier today.
Okay, now here's the deal.
When I go back to Detroit, you can't pick that date to race.
No,
okay?
That I'm not. Don't worry. Don't trip. That's fine.
I don't want you to pick that date because I know you.
Hey, Tail, he cannot pick 7 days before or 7 days after. That gives you enough time to come out and come back.
All he's got to do is call me and say, I want to race you tomorrow night, and I'll be out there.
Okay. Goddamn Italian, man. You know what? I'm done with
that's
you.
All he's got to do. All I'm saying is when you hear me say I'm leaving for Detroit on such and such date, don't pick that weekend.
Okay.
Hey,
Tail. Understood.
Yeah.
Look, why don't you just try him with that street Camaro?
He don't want to race that Camaro. Are you kidding me? He already needs five cars on the Vega. But that would be a good race, a good head-up race. There's your Camaro you were looking for.
It's a full-on interior street car. Sounds fucking drive it anywhere you want to go, and Taylor's driving it. There you go. You got a head-up race.
Hey, Jonathan.
Huh?
I'll deal with you later. Right now, this is me and Tao.
Hey, hold on. You keep holler out. Be careful, Jonathan, man. Call his name. Call Holland Bow Down. You know, Bow Down. I know what? I get these boys respect from Chicago, from California. These boys, we're on the phone. CPR get on the phone once every 2 months. The boys Bow Down, they will get down. So let's give them their respect.
So all I'm saying is this: and we got a race locked in. Do you want to lock in at least $500 on it, so in case when we go to race and you can't do it, I still get paid?
Roger.
Can we at least do that?
Oh, boy. T, let's just do three.
Hey, hold on.
Let's do three on six.
Kevin, let the man talk. Relax. Let the man talk. So I can barely hear him as is. So
yes.
Can we do that, Robbie?
It's locked in for five bills to us, me and you.
Okay, so $500 on June. Let's say $500
middle June.
On,
it can't be on the date that you're gone.
Okay, and now
it's fucking. I had the album on. I think that was 5 years ago.
I'm just trying to clarify everything because you know how he gets, Jonathan. So this is what we're doing. We're going to race on $500. Now, on the day of the race, if you can't make it, I get $500. If
correct.
I can't make it because my car can't make it,
no.
Get $500.
Correct.
Kevin.
Right.
Jonathan,
I'm here.
Okay. So.
No, hold on, Taylor. Fuck the $500.
That's a guaranteed money. We can bet more.
Listen, if you don't show up that day, he has an excuse. He has to go. We're going to make him a shirt that says, I'm Tails bitch, and he has to post all over Facebook, all over MySpace, whatever boards there is on the computer, he has to post that because this is 5 years in waiting. So he has to put that shirt on and take a picture, and we're going to post it everywhere.
Hey, John. We're not 15 years old anymore. This is big man stuff.
Hey, but you know what?
Don't worry.
I'm
a man of my word. I've never gone back on my word.
Ever doing it?
You're trying to wait for how long? You had that Turbo Mustang for what? 10 years now?
That Turbo Mustang? What? Running? That was about 2 months.
What do you mean? I don't know. So now, the Mustang that you had at the track, that's the one you're going to race me in, right?
Correct.
Oh, Christian, okay. So that's the one we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Hey, Tail. Hey, T, what color is the car?
Thanks.
that color.
Is it black? Robbie?
It could be a plethora of colors. It just depends. Tail, it's the one that I had at the track that day that I told you about.
Hold on. trickery.
Hold on a second. Is this the one that was at Irwindale? Ronnie.
Yes.
Is this the one that was at Irwindale?
Yes, this is the Mustang that was at Irwindale.
Now, this is the black one? It's black? I think it's black?
Yeah, it's black.
Hey, T, does he own the car? Is your name on the title?
Yeah, he owns
it.
It's his car.
It's my car.
Let me ask this question. Are you driving it or is Jason?
I'm driving it.
Oh, shit, I've got this one.
Lock it here.
I got this
red Mustang with Jason driving and him driving.
Man, lock this motherfucker.
In!
Take care of it, Jake.
Hey, Tyson.
Tyson.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Get your guns and everything all cleaned up, baby, because after I whip them, I'm flying you out here to paint the car, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Tyson.
Tyson, if he does it for enough money, baby, I'll fly you out of here first class.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Celebrity status.
So, Tail, you're giving it 3 months to get prepared?
Somebody's on the speaker, dude. Somebody's on the speaker.
Yeah,
whoever's speaking, they're on the speaker.
I don't know. It might be me. Let me see. Hold on.
I don't want to
see if it's
Mike. So, you give it.
That got a lot better.
Yeah,
sure
guys,
did.
Man, we're having a good show tonight, man. We got California finally on here talking shit. We got bought out here. CPR punked out like some bitches tonight. They want to get a lock up shit.
Are they even fine?
Yeah, they're, you know they are. Don't get all stupid because they'll tear you off.
Well, not with Martin driving.
Let the Motor City talk about CPR. They ain't shit.
Where Chemo at? Because Chemo had them hot last week. Call them California pussy racers.
He called them. It's called California pussy racing.
Oh, wow.
Man, Chemo was right. Chemo was on them last Saturday.
Right. CPR thought they had something for Chemo. Nah, they might talk shit about Chemo. CPR ain't got shit for Chemo.
Don't say that.
They ain't got shit for Chemo, dude.
Don't say that, man.
We got Detroit, and we got Chicago. CPI ain't got shit for Chemo, dude. And we call Chemo.
Right.
They say what they want to say about Chemo.
The thing is, if you guys ain't scared of tire, we got shit for you.
Hey,
okay. If you ain't worried about the size of a tire on a car with a small block, then we got something for you.
Hey, Tail.
Okay. Don't
I can't speak
for
everybody else. Tail. Hey, Mr. Russo. I can't speak for everybody else. But have me and you got down twice? You run a 20, I run a 26, and we had a good time. Had a good time, right? So let's make it this. You know what I'm saying? And I understand what you're saying, right? I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. But you know, let's be careful on that one. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
all I'm saying is that you can't say.
Okay, Look, hold on. We're not going to say that. You're right. CPR, you're not on the phone, and nothing I can say about you. But I'm going to tell you right now. I'll bet Red Riding Hood will fuck up that big tire truck they got.
I'll tell you what. I'll put up all the money on that 57 Chevy that will fuck up Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh.
I will put up all the money.
Hold on. Be careful. We call Mike Moran, and he's a grudge racer.
Wait, listen.
I don't mean to interrupt. I got to go to work in the morning. Hey, Tail, this is Ronnie. You're set. I'll talk to you later about it, but I'm out. It was a pleasure talking with you guys.
All right, man. Give Girly a big hug for me. Tell her I said hello, huh?
Oh, I will.
Thanks
for
coming on. Thanks for coming on.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good night, guys.
All right, bye. Kim, you just said, huh?
Tail.
What?
Man, y'all just made love on the phone for goddamn 30 motherfucking minutes, man.
God. Go ahead.
Tell him.
Yep.
That was some passionate love. Yeah, they was tongue kissing and everything.
Damn, motherfucking face. Which, man, y'all got a baby coming next month. What?
It's online.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can't. I got too much background noise, man. I can't hear anything.
Who is it, Tail? Who is it?
This is Bow Down.
Well,
no.
Bow Down, you good. Bow Down, you good people, man. You good people on this line.
Hold on.
Hey, Kev.
Can you
still?
Why are you so hard on
CPR, man? Man, CPR ain't gonna do shit. Bow Down and tore their ass out about 4 or 5 times.
Now, wait a second. Wait a minute, man. You just said that Little Red Riding Hood will run that big tire car. And I said,
no,
I'll throw all the money.
Hold on, Mr. Russo, get it straight. I said that if we can get this thing going, I bet Red Riding Hood will run that big tire truck and fuck them up. That's what I said.
Okay.
Let's get it straight.
Okay. And I said that I will put all the money up, and then you threw somebody else at me.
No, I did not throw anybody
else
at you. Never
hey,
who's
Kev.
Moran? Who's Moran?
Hey, Kev.
I said,
Mike Moran got a pro mod car.
Hey, Taylor.
You don't want to fuck with Mike Moran. He's the baddest bitch out
Now we're getting a pro stock car. This car's a small
hey,
block.
But Mike Moran, he don't want to get down, though.
Hey, Taylor.
Taylor, listen to this.
Yeah.
Taylor, listen. Now, you know what you're starting, right?
Who, me?
Every Saturday, you're saying you're going to get people car to run them. Now, what you going to do when your car get ready? What you think they're going to do to you?
Oh, on his ass, we will go.
Hey, Phil. Can you still add people? Because Jeff wants to call in right now.
Yeah, get him in.
I can't add, but you can three-way him on your phone.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me call him real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Now you got CPR coming in, bro.
Hold on. Let's get it straight. I said if CPR can work out some Red Riding Hood, I'm pretty sure they would run him.
That's not what he said. He said CPR revoked pussy's not calling
you
in.
You need to leave other people's cars out of that, man. Let them people talk with their cars.
Hold on.
You need to leave that alone, man. You need to let them come and talk about. Let 007 come talk about his truck, who he going to run.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like.
I get something from right now.
Out of all them cars you named, you don't have no booking rights for none of them.
I never said booking rights. I said if.
Why would you bring them up then? If you can't book them, why is you bringing them up in the conversation?
So I'm not a booker.
Hey,
I said, here's the thing.
That pro mod car that you got, if you'll race that 57 Chevy on the street, because that's a street car that I'm talking about. It's a fucking street car. Races it on the street, not on the track. He races it on the street. If you get that pro mod to come out and race them on the street, bring them.
Don't get scared.
Ain't nobody scared out here, baby.
Everybody know who Mike is.
0404575 0.
But you're talking about a whole mod car.
Mike Moran don't grudge,
right? Hey, Tao.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Moran don't grudge.
How many cars are y'all bringing up?
Hold on.
Mike Moran don't grudge, race, Tao. I mean, Kevin?
Man, how many cars y'all bringing up here to the Little Tony's race, Tao? How many cars y'all coming with?
How many cars we coming? We're trying to come about 6 cars if we can. We're still talking about how many cars we're gonna try and drive. We're trying to make the trip.
So what kind of cars y'all coming up here with? Y'all mind me asking?
There's we don't have any action yet, or we haven't locked up with anybody or anything yet. I know CPR's got a Z, they got a Mustang, they got a Camaro. I know a Z,
I don't understand. Okay, 280Z.
There's a guy from up north who's got a 57 Chevy. with a small block.
Is that a nitrous car? Auto car? Electric?
No, the 57's a turbo car. The other cars at CPR are nitrous cars.
What about that in the hospital, Dale?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
What color is that?
Yeah, I hear you.
Wait. Okay, yeah. This is a crew. They were looking for you. They were looking for CPR.
Oh, Anthony.
Wow.
Anthony, these guys are cutting me up, man. this is a guy.
Anthony.
Listen up. This is a guy from CPR.
That's Jeff.
Oh, is it Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff on the line.
Oh, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Jonathan, you're a dick.
this is what's going on, Jeff. All right,
what's happening here?
They want to race. Well, I was talking to Anthony. He was on the show last week, and we were thinking about getting something together and going back east to go race with these guys and see what they got going on. The problem happening is, like Anthony was saying, you know, we gotta have guaranteed races when we go back there. We gotta have stuff locked in. We can't just drive out 2,200 miles
not have nothing guaranteed. No, I know what he's saying. I agree with that.
Exactly. So what we're trying to do is, because you know, we've told people, we, you know, you guys got cars, and
CPR's got cars.
Yeah, and Kelly wants to go from up north with the 57.
Oh, is it the same Kelly with the Z?
Yeah,
Kelly. Kelly with the Z.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's his dad's
out. He doesn't have the Z anymore. He's got a 57 Chevy.
Oh, nice.
All right, I think he still has a Z, I believe, but he's running a 57 Chevy now. So
right on.
And you know, Chad wants to go out. We're talking about all going out.
Chad's the baddest motherfucker you got in California.
No, he ain't. Chad's got a fast car.
Tripping.
Chad's got a fast car.
You guys are tripping.
Hold on.
Yeah, you guys are tripping on that.
Hey, Kev, can you get Kemo on the line?
Let me see what I can do. We got to get Kemo on. Let's see what we can do.
You know he drives a truck, so he's probably at work.
Hey, anybody get such a Biz, too? I'm working on Kemo. Somebody get Biz on the line.
Biz at work.
Shit. All right, hold on. I'm
down in Louisiana.
Get Kemo on the line.
I know what Anthony's saying, and you know what? I'm sure Kelly would feel the same way. If they're going to go out there, they want to make sure something's set up. And you know what? The best thing is to set it up with Anthony and them, because Anthony's got a truck that he'll bring with him, I'm sure, and there's other cars too.
Yeah.
Because I haven't talked to those guys in a few days. I didn't even know they talked to you guys. So.
Who are we speaking with? You're talking
to Jeff.
CPR.
What's happening, Jeff?
Same old.
Hey man, how's that G body y'all got out there?
He doesn't have a G body.
Oh,
he's got the Z.
Hold on.
He's the one that drives the Z.
They got a G body out there. Can we talk?
Pooh's car? Hey, but you know what?
We don't speak on
Pooh's stuff. Pooh speaks on his own stuff. He don't need nobody to talk to
him. Right, and that's cool. That's what we're asking.
Wait, Kemp, you want a CPR on the phone? You want a CPR on the phone? You want the Z? You want the Mustang? They're on the phone. Don't worry about Pooh right now. Pooh's not on the phone. He's not even part of the
phone. Your recording has reached a maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete or re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
He said, hey, let's get down. I'm racing on the track. Let's do it. So,
to replay your message,
yeah, but you know what? These guys aren't
going to
be like
somebody
doing
that stuff. To send a fax, press 6. Your message has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
So, Kev,
hey.
what you saying is you will run CPR? You will pick a car?
Yep.
Just like you run them, I run them too.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm asking you a question.
What's going on,
Jonathan, you fat fuck?
Damn, Jeff's kind of quiet tonight. I never heard Jeff this quiet.
Why are you being a dick, dude?
No, Jeff, no, you're not. No, you're not, baby.
It's like, it caught me off guard here. I usually talk a lot of shit. You guys caught me off guard. But I tell you what. Check this out. I know that these guys, fucking, they're down to race. We're down to race. Fucking everybody's down to race, you know. And, you know, Midnight's got a little fucking truck that they bring with them, too. But I don't know if they're ready to travel right now because they got a lot of shit going on. So,
right.
But, you know, that's something that we can figure out before the end of summer, before the weather gets bad for everybody. Because we got trailer. We travel.
Oh, this is my thing here.
You know?
Will you want them to run and see one of CPR's cars? You always call their names, so you must want to run them.
Yeah, you run them too.
You run one of their cars.
You got G-Body, right? You got G-Body, right, Tyson? You got G-Body. Is you going to run your G-Body?
I'm not talking about I don't call CPR's names.
Well,
I don't know the guys. You call their name every time
you're on
the
show.
You was just on here saying the hell with CPR, fuck CPR.
Yeah, that's real
so
good to do, huh?
You must want to run it so late.
Fine, check it out. We're real easy to get a hold of. You guys know how to call us.
Right.
I mean, you know what?
Right.
Seriously, and we can set something up, I'm sure. Even if it's a meet in the middle thing for everybody.
I'm already
able to like
CPR.
Did you hear what he said, Kev? It's easy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
They would tell you about the frame any given time.
Call us out for months, and no one from California wants to get on the line.
Wow.
Fuck up.
Yeah, you know what? See, right now, for me, because I had a work schedule thing that's kind of fucked up for me right now because we got a bunch of flights. So, but we can figure something out, I'm sure. You know, that everybody would be down for something.
Yeah, but the problem is we don't get no one calling in from Cali. I've called in a few times, but no one else from Cali calls in. So they're talking shit, and they have the upper hand.
Oh,
right
fuck
now.
Yeah. You feel all big when you got, you know, hear nobody else saying nothing back. You know how it goes.
I'll tell you, Anthony was on the show, and like Anthony was trying to explain to these guys, is that why do we have to come out there? Why can't they come out here?
You meet halfway.
You know what? That's the way he was talking. That's the way he feels. You know what I mean? I can't change the man's mind.
I agree.
Well, guys, my name is Kevin. I'm a stand-up guy, and I will run any car that CPR gas.
About right there.
But you know, honestly, though, you know, if when we come out and we're going to do stuff, we're not talking about doing it on the track. We're talking about fucking, just, you know what? If fucking run with your bro, put it on the street, we'll mark it off, fucking do it, right?
That's you got to talk to these guys on here.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's how we roll. If we're going to go out and we're going to bet for money, you know, I'm sure Martin and them will want to pull a car out for the track. They got track cars, too. So... Well, if it's going to be something fucking down and dirty, then fucking it's going to be, we're going to bet some money and we're going to fucking put it on the street and it's any man's game. Come to fucking win.
Well, you know, they got some races coming up. I know next month, Jeff, that Anthony and I, we were going to go to the shop, come over to the shop, and Chaz was going to come over to the shop, and we were all going to try to figure out a plan. There's one in Houston. On the 6th of April, it's Atomic Dogs race. And
hey, where's it at?
It's in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And we were kicking it around about, you know, taking cars out there and seeing what we can do. You know, so that's where we're kind of at right now. I told him to give me a call when they got time out there, and we'll all sit down and figure out, you know, what cars to take and you know, who to go after or who we want to race.
Exactly. And that's the best thing to do for everybody. Sit down and figure out what works for their schedule because, you know, we all work. You know how that works. You know? Everybody got a family to take care of them. But, you know, we like to race, you know? So, and I'm sure sit down with everybody, figure out their schedule and see what they can do and see what those guys want to do as far as where they want to travel to, you know?
Yep.
And go from there.
Yeah, Jeff likes to race. He likes to lose, too, so we're good.
You know what? Fuck you, Jonathan. Check this out, dude. Motherfuckers. All right? You had your fucking day in the sun, all right? You had your day in the sun. You fucking keep it up. There'll be another day. I'll fuck you up. Don't worry. I'm not worried. Motherfuckers.
That's what
hey.
I'm talking about.
Hey, Sleep. You there, Sleep?
Yeah, what's going on, Dale?
What's going on, my brother?
What's
How are you handling all this tonight, man?
Man,
what's
I'm
up, Sleep, man? You all right?
Hey, Tail.
Yes, sir.
If you get a chance, man, get Tyson my number, man. I got something I want to talk to him about.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. Yeah, I just listened to
the
show, man.
You know what? Taylor knows how to get a hold of fucking CPR. He knows how to get a hold of Martin and everybody to figure out a schedule on shit. And I know these guys are down to race, and you guys better be clear about what you know that you're going to do. Because, I mean, as far as I know, like Anthony, he don't really race to the track. So he's gonna want to do something fucking whatever. You know what I'm saying? So think about that.
Let's give the number to Kevin. He's the one that's worried about you guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kevin always
Everybody's worried about us.
Kevin?
They better be.
Kevin, is you on the line?
You don't want to
burn
that
number. Where is
sure.
Chemo at?
You on the line?
Get keep get
just,
Chemo
just
on
just,
the
just,
line.
I'm trying to get Chemo now.
Hey, Kev, don't worry about Chemo. CPR said they you need to change numbers with them so they can get you some of that preparation H when they through with you.
No, we just pulled it out.
Right.
We just let it go dry, dude.
Number.
It's on you to fix whatever you got to do.
Yeah. You get what you got
to
get.
Yeah, you can go over to their shop and say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Whatever you pick, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
they got
a D-body over here for you.
Yeah, Jonathan.
I don't talk about their name every Saturday.
Jonathan, you're a dick.
What? It don't matter.
Yeah, I don't call out
it don't matter. Get down
Saturday.
And do something.
You're a fat fucking dick in your mouth, bitch. Jonathan, motherfucker, dude. Seriously? Fat
dude, seriously, dude.
Well, it was nice of the Hell Chubbies to call and get me on here. Tao, I got a cut. But thank you guys. You guys know how to get a hold of us. Jonathan, fuck you very much. Fuck it easy, you fat fuck. And I'll see you around, you fat fucker, real soon, fucking motherfucker. Yeah, laugh now, bitch. Laugh now.
That's what I'm talking about. California the show talking shit. That's what we want here.
Oh, we talk some shit, dude.
Jeff.
Don't even trip. All right, so we'll talk to you guys. You know how to get a hold of us.
All right, Jeff.
Right,
thanks for calling,
brother. We got your number.
Oh,
brother.
Hey, Jonathan. I'm over here with fucking Damon right now. Damon said he doesn't mind sticking dick in that Camaro of yours any fucking time you want to step out of line.
Ooh,
I got
$5,000 in my pocket.
Oh,
right
he said $5,000. Lock it up.
CPR. You talking about
Kevin,
CPR?
Kevin.
He said, don't trip. He'll call you. He knows how to get a hold of you.
I got $5,000.
We
could do it tonight.
Yeah, he ain't here tonight.
Yeah.
He can't. Got something else going on. But I tell you what, he'll call you. He'll call you.
Somebody's
going to like
down
tomorrow.
$5,000
tonight.
All right.
Because
he has to finish his other Datsun's going to stick dick in you after the fucking Mustang
man,
does. That's what he just told me.
He doesn't want to break four cars.
He's going to break every fucking one of them off.
Just like I did with CPR.
He said just like he did with CPR. Dude, check it out.
Then I took out the Mustang.
Oh, wow. No, hey, you didn't take the fucking Mustang out, dude. We got the video of that shit.
Hold on. Remember when I handed Jason the fucking $6,800 and said, Jason, go mark the finish line. If they run me to the finish line, pay them.
Oh.
He came back and said, I can't do that to you. Handed me my money back, and fucking we called it a night.
Damn.
Hey, fucking Damon said you're going to be in Bakersfield because he don't mind sticking dick in you there either.
He said
you can put 10 fives on it. He'll go on 8 fives. Just to make it fair for you.
Yes, I got a saying for you real quick.
Where
do
we go?
Money?
Street.
On the street.
We spend money?
In the street.
Track.
Oh, gee. That sounds real familiar.
No, so you know it does. All right, dude. Don't trip. Damon said he don't mind sticking Dickie on the street. He doesn't mind it one bit. He said he'll come out of retirement just to fuck you up. That's what he just told me right now, dude. I'm relaying it.
My car stays ready. Both of them.
He said he fucking, like, quick, fucking stays ready. Don't have to get ready because he is ready.
Hey, man,
look at Jonathan.
Coming out that's going to be ready for anybody.
And he wants to know if your dad will man up and jump in the car again.
Nope.
He said, nope, don't even ask it. That's all right. We love Chuck. He doesn't mind sticking dick in you, so that's what he's going to do.
Yeah,
I got plenty of money and plenty of cars, so we can keep on playing.
Yep, that sounds like a plan. All right, you guys, Tao, thanks, guys. And you guys
okay,
back east, Jeff. Make sure you get a hold of us because I'm sure fucking something's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. We're going to make it happen.
All right, Jeff.
Somebody,
I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Talk to you, man. Later.
All right. Hey, Tao, I got a quick question.
Talk to me, baby.
The guy said he has 5,000 run tonight. The guy talking about he can't do it. What's up? What the hell wrong with him?
I think... Jonathan, who was it? Who was it that you guys were going to run for $5,000?
Damien with that Mustang, the one from Oxnard or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought he's called me out, so don't call me out if you're not ready, because my shit stays ready.
But see, all these guys in line, they need to watch the West Coast race and understand who you are and what you're doing.
Well, I need some of that 5,000. I need to borrow some money, so I'm send you my address. let me borrow some.
Oh, listen, right after I drag,
yeah,
right after
they'll want it.
Hey, listen, right after I take Robbie's money from him. Don't worry, dude. I'm gonna get you and your paint on the first class trip out here. Paint my car.
That's what's up there. I take all donations.
No, like I said, man,
I gotta head out from the shop, but I'll hit you up.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
all
me,
right,
Jonathan.
All right.
All right, friend.
See, and that's what I'm saying, man. These guys, it's not that they don't want to race or they're afraid to race. It's just you're talking about these guys packing up and coming 2,200 miles to go racing blind.
Right.
You know, everybody who's in Grudge Inc., you know, they've raced each other and they've seen each other race. Now these guys are coming out from the West Coast blind. So, you know, do they have fast cars? Yeah. Can they run with some of the guys in the East and the North and the South? Yeah. It's just getting there. It's just gonna take money to get there. That's all.
Great.
That's what it's gonna take. But nah, man, like I said, we're trying to get some cars out there. You know, we're trying to bring at least six. I know we want to take six to Atomic Dogs race because I want these guys to get a feel for this.
Right. And let you guys know, if you want these guys in California, we'll be at Atomic Dogs race. We'll be at Sisters race, you know?
But, you know, like I said, there's no track out here. And like you said, you know, these guys will run in a heartbeat. That's why we take it to the street. It's quick. It's nearby. It's right there. You know, it's
all
ready to go. The downside of it is, you know, are we stupid enough to get our shit taken away from? Yeah, we are, because this is what we do. So it's just that catch 22 that, you know, we stay or we go. We just go. And if we got to come back east to get these kind of races, then that's what we got to do. But there's going to be a day that you're all going to have to come out west.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I want you guys, if for anything, to come out and enjoy my sunshine. That's all. That's all. Listen, man, I love Grudge Inc. I love everybody who calls into this show every week, and I just want you guys to come out and enjoy what I get to enjoy. I want you
long
to feel
as,
my
long
I
as,
want you to
long
feel
as
my
love. Long as some pretty women around, I'm all for it.
I'll tell you, listen, you come into my backyard, I'll take care of that, dude. I told you, man, you can be
well,
going back for long. You're going to be going back to Detroit with long hair talking like a white man when I'm done with you out here.
I'm stepping my plane ticket up right now.
You're going to be in flip-flops, T-shirt, shorts.
And booty shorts.
And you're going to be like,
nah,
hey,
I ain't wearing no
why
damn
is it,
booty shorts.
Why, lie.
I don't know.
Lie.
The
yeah,
boys might stretch you out there.
Because when them little girlies tell you, Tyson, I think she look good in this. Wham! They're going on that fast.
I keep trying to get Sleepy out here, but Sleepy knows what'll happen to he comes out here. Oh, my brother.
No, I'm coming with good. You come on, Dale.
Yeah, I was talking with Jay Barnes, and we were talking about some things, and there's a few places out here that we're looking into to get this going. And, you know, out here we do quarter-mile racing, Sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to give enough notice to accommodate everybody. If somebody wants to run out the back door, we're going to have the track for them. If they just want to stay in the eighth mile, we're going to have that set up for them too. So, you know, I want to accommodate everybody.
I'm good.
So, but I think what I'd like to do, I'd still like to do the first race in Vegas, just to you know, I think we would get a lot of people come out, have a good time in Vegas, and race on a good track. And after the racing is done, we go into town and terrorize all the white folks. Oh, we just go terrorize all the white folks. That's all.
Go do some gambling.
Yeah. But it'll be good, man. It'll be all good. I guarantee that it'll be a good time for everybody. And there's a hotel out there that's about 4 miles from the track. And if you guys want, Google it. It's called the Alante. It's in North Las Vegas, and it's about 4 miles from the track. And this place, it was built like four or six years ago. It's got, besides the casino, it's got a movie theater. It's got Johnny Rocket. It's got all kinds of things that you can go eat at. I mean, you never have to leave this hotel because everything that you could want is there. And you're right by the track. So they're going to hook up the racers that come out. I'm going to get that place and do it where we can get a discount at that hotel. And it's going to be a good deal out there because they're very racer friendly. They do the PSCA races that they do out here in Las Vegas. That's where we stay because they give the racers a group deal, and we just block out X amount of rooms, and if it fills up, you know, they'll find us someplace else to go.
It's
a good place.
Y'all
you
got
get
a
all
month picked out yet?
What's that?
You got a month picked out yet that y'all gonna do this in yet?
Wait, hold on 1 second, Steve Pope. I dropped my phone. I'm sorry, what was that again, Sleep?
What month you and Jay Barnes got that plan for?
Well, we was thinking probably we want to kind of kick off the season maybe next year with it.
Okay.
And I'd like to do it. I'd like to get, you know, when we're ready, I want to get with all the governors and talk to the governors and find out when's the best time for everybody to drive out. I don't want nobody driving out in crazy ass weather and have to drive back home in crazy ass weather. But at the same time, you know, the middle of the year, man, it gets hot. And if you look at that schedule we got, man, there's races every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So to do racing all the stuff back there and then stop to come all the way out here, it would have to be either a beginning of the season or towards the end. Because out here, we race from January to 3 weeks into December.
Oh, wow.
Because the last weekend, they shut things down so people can redo their tracks and prep and do what they have to do. So we're racing all year round out here.
Well, that's all good, Tail.
So I just want to do it. I want to do it when it's best. I want to do it when it's best everyone to come out.
That sounds real good, man. The truck will be out the next home over a year by then.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but it'll be out the next home.
Well, I'm still coming down when you pull that bad boy out.
Well, I'm working on the motor now, so like I said, by the time your race come around, it'll be out the next home for, and road test it well by then.
Oh, nice.
I like that. I like that. That's
just taking my time, man. Like I said, I want it right, and I want what I want in it. I don't want to just put something in it to go racing. I want what I want in it, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been working all this overtime. It's helping me a whole lot, so real
hey,
soon
Sleep,
here.
Is your truck painted and everything?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Oh.
Just sitting up in the old jack stand. Waiting on the heart. I got everything else. It's just waiting on the heart.
Okay. Well, it's getting there.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, Sleepy. I love to see you, man.
Oh,
that's
man, Tyson, man, you just don't know, man. You just don't know.
I like that.
Well, you do know.
I think I'd be more excited to see other people, you know what I mean, than my own stuff.
That's the thing, though, Tyson. I've been seeing other people too long, man. It's time to ride, man.
Yeah, man. That's for sure, man.
Time to ride.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I'm working on it, man. I got three things to go with Big Drag when he get back from Louisiana, and then I got a few things parts I got to get from him, and we gonna get this thing rolling.
Oh yeah, you got the right man in your corner, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, well, I have to wait till he get done with his, man. You know what I'm saying? He told me after he got done with his, we be able to get mine going. So it's already up in Illinois where the truck's already up there in the shop up there, so all I got to do is just get it over there to him and get started on it.
Get started.
Oh, it's already up north, huh?
Oh, yeah. I never did bring this out because I wanted to finish it up there.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to finish it up there, and I'm going to bring it back home and get it, you know, get the timers and stuff put on the nitrous and get all that set up, and then I'm going to come back up there and do my thing.
Okay. What's up there? I like that.
Yep. So it won't be long. It won't be long at all now that he's done with his. So.
Right. What's
up,
Sleepy? I like that.
Yep, that's why, like I said, that's why I ain't doing. I ain't going to do no talking because the talking ain't nothing but losing oxygen. You know what I'm saying?
It.
All you're going is about losing oxygen by talking.
That's all it's about. I told a guy today, I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to hear all that talking. I am not going to talk to you. I'm not going to bother you. But when you get oil pressure, that's when you're going to have a problem for me.
Like
other than that, you know what I mean? I know, you know, he likes to talk a lot. I was like, man, I know you're kind of chassis out. I know you ain't got no motor. I'm not even talking to you.
Right.
It's a waste of breath. You know what you
that's
I'm
going
to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay, well, if you get your motor in, I find out you got oil pressure, then we can talk.
That's right. And then you still got to see that slip before you can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Because that slip don't look right. You still ain't talking about nothing.
Still ain't talking about nothing.
That's right. Well, I had to listen in tonight, man. I finally got some free time, you know. They finally let me out of prison. That made call the show. Let Tayo and the fellas know that I still love them, you know.
Oh, man. Well,
oh,
you know, it's
sure,
always
man.
Good hearing from you, Sleepy.
Got to get that.
No, I never doubt that, baby. I know if you ain't calling in, you're just busy.
I'm
never worried about that, man.
I'm trying to get together, Tail. You know what I'm saying? If they say overtime, that's my name. You know.
Get it wide.
Hey, listen, man. If you can't call in for 2 months because you're busy working, getting that truck going on, you know me, man. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, because one of these days I'm going to call you and tell you it's ready real soon here.
Hey, get your plane flight, Tail.
Yep, get my cape made. We'll get me a cape made.
It's a long time, but I'm here.
So you just don't know, man. That's why I'm glad it's not here, man, because if it was here, I'd really be, you know.
Right, trying to press the issue.
Right, but by being up there in the shop, out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But everything great. It's got new rub on it, fresh paint, you know, trans is done. But I'm going to change the tram, though. I just had my 400 did before I took the solar motor out of it. So I'm going to sell that and put me a glide in it, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then go from there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm happy for you, Sleep.
Is this a nitrous
motor? Of course.
That's what I mean. I don't know nothing about a turbo. I would like to have a turbo motor, but I don't know much about them. So, you know, I'm going to go nitrous, three stages, you know.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm coming to run, man. I'm not coming to do no talking, you know.
I'm already out of the
small block S10 class because I am not going to put no little tire on my truck. So I'm going to just, like you said, I'm going to stay in my lane. I got 31s on there. I'm keeping 31s on there. Simple as that.
I just want to say this for the record, Sleepy. I'm glad we friends. That's it. I'll leave it at that. I'm just glad we friends.
Tell you, it's like this, man. You know, I listen to the shows, you know, and I don't knock them guys about their tire sizes and all that because eventually they're going to wake up and realize it's not the size of the tire. No way, man. It's the motor. You can have all the tire in the world, of the smallest tire in the world. If you ain't got no motor, you still ain't got nothing. You know, so
it's, man. It's the heart and the beast. That's it, man.
That's it.
That's all that matters, man. That's all that matters.
Remember, my partner went down to Vegas and tell me about them tires that were small, them 26-inch tires. He said, you wouldn't believe how fast they going on them little 26-inch tires. Somebody went down there in Vegas and came back and told me about it, man.
Right.
The boys running faster than the boys on the 28s.
I don't know if you were listening, and I forgot who was it called in earlier, but they said Big Low gapped Moneymaker.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moneymaker was on 29s and Big Low's on 28s.
That's what I'm saying. That tells you right there, man. It ain't all about that tire, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's their thing. You know, it's their thing. But me personally, you know, I'm not. I'm going to stay with what I got. I got a 31.
Proven. That is proven right there. From that race with Big Low and Moneymaker, that tire size should make a difference.
It didn't used to, Tyson, back in the day. Back in the day, man, them guys didn't care about nothing about no tire, man, or no weight either, far as that go. Whether you got a Mustang or a Cadillac, them guys didn't care about that back in the day. Man, I go back in the day with dragging them. I go back that far when it didn't matter nothing about no tire. It didn't matter, man. It didn't matter at all.
We gonna race. I wouldn't care if you had a 1633. That's how it used to be. He had a 1633. If I think I can got a chance of winning, you know, hey, let's make it happen.
It's going to get that way again, Tyson. Watch what I tell you. It's going to get that way again. Watch. Just let them keep on racing. They're going to throw that shit out the window. They're going to throw that wood bar shit out the window. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, if you got your man, it don't make no difference whether you got a ball in or not if you know you got your man, you know.
That's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff going eventually. All that stuff gonna play itself out, man. Like everything else do.
Yep.
Now you watch what I tell you. It's gonna play itself out real soon. I was online today, and they had like a little interview with Tony Vives. He was sitting on the side of that other Rambo, not that the one Rambo. He got two of them, and he was sitting on the trailer saying this year 2013. He's not taking nothing off his car. He's not changing no tire. If they don't want to run him, he don't care. That's the way it should always have been anyway. But that's what he was saying on the little interview they was doing with him online today when I was going on. I normally go on there and listen to the different.
Listen to him.
Right. And he was saying, he was sitting on Trace Trigger Man, sitting right beside him. Say he ain't changing nothing. That's the way I figure it should have been anyway. Why change your car, you know?
But you know, Sleepy up, you know, up here. That's all it had. That's all we ever did.
That's what I'm talking about.
We never known about taking that. We never took none off our car.
That's all I understand. Why would you even, you know, consider it? You know.
Right.
I'm like this here. I mean, if you got a stock suspension, and I got a ladder bar, they always holler the advantage factor. To me, I think if I got a ladder bar and you got stock suspension and you got a bigger motor than me, that's going to tell the story right there. To me, I don't see where the suspension going to come into play.
So, right?
You know, seriously, think about it, though. I mean, everybody, oh, man, you got a stock suspension, man. I got a ladder bar, you got a four link. It's all going to boil down to what you got in it.
What you got in it, that's it.
I've seen plenty of big tire cars, man. You look at that car, damn, this motherfucker got to run 4 seconds. And you get out there and run a 15 or 11.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of big tire 11-second cars, man. Big cube tire, bullet bars on it, and only run 11. Or only run 1090. Or 1090, you know. I mean, it is what it is, Tyson. It is what it is, man.
It is what it is, yep. Yeah, that's all it is. It is what it is.
It's going to play itself out, though. I guarantee you that. All that tire difference and all that. It's going to play itself out.
Oh, yeah. It's going to play itself out because they're going to realize and see that, hell, we can get more races off if we just don't want to make this stuff happen. The hell with tire size. The hell with
right. And the suspension, too. So just like I said, I know you know for a fact, but before the Gangsta Boo got tore up, it was plenty of back half car. He was just killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he didn't want to run a back half car at that time.
At that time, right.
But I bet you now he probably would. I mean, I know I would. I told him right out of my mouth on the phone when I talked to him, man, I wouldn't be scared of shit if the Gangsta Boo was mine. Chassis, come on, whatever you got, come on. Come on with it.
Pro miles, damn it, would have caught hell for me.
That's right. Come on, don't forget about you having no chassis. Come on, bring it on, man.
Bring it on.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you, I would never take my tire off my car and put a smaller one just to race somebody on that smaller tire.
That's right.
I wouldn't do it.
Why would you?
I wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. To prove a point or nothing else, Dale. To prove a point or nothing else. If I know my car works on that tire, I'm leaving that tire on there.
That tire on.
Exactly.
You don't tune your car. Your car been working on that tire. You built it for that tire. Leave it alone.
It's like,
I mean?
don't come at me. Don't come at me to race my car because you know how it sits.
Yeah.
And then tell me I got to change this. And
that's right.
That's like the white boys telling them to take some 28s off and put 29s on. They'll look at you like you crazy.
Could you blame them, Tyson?
You know how many years it took me to get these to work? You know, my tank.
And it's working too, brother. It's working.
It's working.
Yeah, I can't buy into that, man. The stuff that I have on my car is for a reason. I ain't
That's
taking
it.
Shit off. I ain't changing shit.
That's it. I got what I need, and I hope you got what you need.
That's it. I built to win. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
What I built to win. All this on here is I built to win.
Now you know what? Now the guys that run their cars. Without the wheelie bars, and they got the cars that don't even lift the tires. Hey, you know what? God bless them, man.
That's right.
They figured it out.
That's right.
Yeah, I figured it out too. I put a wheelie bar on my car. That's how I figured it out.
That's it. That's it.
How they say?
You know what?
Less headache.
However, whatever it takes to get to point B, right?
That's it.
That's all it takes, man.
And sometimes those guys' cars surprise them. Sometimes those guys' cars go up anyway. And they still have a lot of getting out of them, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it surprises them. Even though it's set up to stay down, sometimes they'll, you know.
They'll still go up.
Yeah.
You know. Then you got to detune the motor for it to work. You know, it's too much shit, man. Give me all I got when I let the brake go.
That's it. That's it. Bottom line. That's what it's about.
Give me all mine from as soon as I let this brake go. Hold on.
Yeah, that's how I leave. I leave right on the brake, man. I push that converter to its limit to where it starts shedding a tear. And I cut it loose.
Hey, that's what you're here for.
But it's going to come back around, Sleepy.
It is, hey, man. I'm telling you. Watch my tape, guys. It's got to. It's got to come back around. Once them guys realize, damn, now I'm sitting up here just running these stock suspension cars or just these 28 cars, and I just seen a 30-inch tire car that I know I could kill, I'm finna go over and jump on him.
Yeah.
I'm finna go over and jump on him, you know.
Reason why it's still popping, but without them shootout races, That's the only thing with saving, because they got the shootout races with the Grudge event.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't just that, it would have been a dead standstill. It may be two races get off, and that's it, or three, and that's it.
That's why I was sitting back typing, considering, man, I should go down on 28th with my truck and run with Dog the Coochies and them. Why? Well, then I thought about it. Why?
Why?
You know,
yeah.
Why when I'm already set up to run on what I got?
Yep.
I just let them have that belt stuff and let them have what they thing, and I just go after my man, you know.
That's it. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, man, I don't want to drive. Like I said, when my truck was running, when Melvin would tell you, me and Melvin ran before, my truck, man, straight as an arrow. It's just like going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So why get on them little tires where they go and move around and all that? I don't want to do all that, man. I don't have to be lifting and crossing lanes and all that, man. I'd rather just keep it on what I got it on, man.
I want to drive the car, not let the car drive me.
Right. I'm just going to stay in my lane. That's it. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm going to leave it like it is, man, and work with what I got.
Like Big Drag said, he said, whatever is going to go in the eighth until I get to the quarter, that's whatever is going to go.
That's it.
I'm in the eighth, that's what I'm going to go.
That's it. That's the bottom line, man.
That's it.
If I'm going to get with him as soon as he get back, man, and we're going to get in the laboratory and get this thing going, man.
Right.
Because the weather is nice here. So.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been in the 50s.
Yeah, we're going to be in the 70s tomorrow. We was like 60, I'm going to say probably about 65 today, maybe 68. We're going to hit the 70s tomorrow, man. So.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful weather.
Get out and do a little stuff around the yard here, get my stuff together, and wait on Drag to get back so I can get with him, man, and
mm-hmm.
start getting that heart put together, man.
No, wait, I got to ask a quick question here. Now, how come when Sleepy tells you it's going to be in the 70s tomorrow, you tell him that's nice weather, but I tell you about my weather, it's Tail, go fuck yourself.
Because you are hotter than me, Tail. It didn't get cool at night.
You know the difference, Tayo, is because we don't talk to Sleepy that much, so he got a free pass. You don't.
But tell the truth, Tyson. I done lived in the North. I know how cold it be there.
Yeah.
Tell him the truth.
Right.
Exactly. I done lived in the North. This is only my second year in Alabama. I done lived in the North for 50, for 53
guy,
years,
so
for 51 years,
get,
man.
He feel for us.
Hey, Sleep, let me ask you this question, Sleep. You gonna go back and live in the North again?
Hell no.
Because that sunshine, huh, baby?
I'm gonna tell you, the only time, Tail, that make me wish I hadn't left him up there, man, we be having some hell of a tornado down this way, man. That first year I moved down here, I actually got a chance to see the devastation. It ain't nothing nice, man.
Wow.
I'm talking about, you can still see the trees, you can still see the way that the wind, I mean, you would, that wind was so powerful, man. The trees are still leaning, they strip, man. You know how you take a branch off a tree and run your hand off of it and peel all the leaves off of it? This is how trees look down here still. And that's been over a year ago that happened, man.
Damn.
And you can still see the path it cut because the trees are laying down on the... You know it's hilly down here, and when you drive down these country roads, you can still see the devastation, man, from a year ago.
Damn.
I'm telling you, Tyson, it's not the truth, man. I've never seen nothing like it in my life, driving along, seeing trailers up in trees, pieces of them, you know, a high.
What?
And animals and debris, I mean, just scattered up like
everywhere.
You know, you cut your grass and it blow the grass like up against the fence and be caught all up in the fence sometimes.
Right, right.
But this is stuff caught up in trees looking like that. I mean, it was